The same impressive highway fuel economy you get in a Mini, now in a not-so-mini size. The all-new GMC Terrain, with an EPA estimated 32 miles per gallon highway. May the best car win.
The President of the United States.
Last night at West Point, President Obama made the case for his Afghanistan strategy in a speech to the American people. Live to the White House and CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer.
The President is raising the stakes in the war.
It is in our vital national interest to send an additional 30,000 U.S. troops to Afghanistan.
The plan calls for U.S. forces to start withdrawing from Afghanistan in July of 2011. Mr. Obama said the exit strategy is a message to Afghanistan.
It must be clear that Afghans will have to take responsibility for their security, and that America has no interest in fighting an endless war in Afghanistan.
He said the nation's security is at stake. The president recalled the national mood after the 9/11 attacks.
I refuse to accept the notion that we cannot summon that unity again.
Mr. Obama now faces the challenge of rallying public and congressional support for what is now his war. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
I'm Dan Revive in Washington. Mr. Obama's opponent from last year, Senator John McCain, says he agrees with sending more troops, a surge like the one that worked in Iraq, but disagrees with announcing an intention to start leaving Afghanistan in about 18 months.
I have concerns about the date for withdrawal and the contradiction between that and success.
And the Republican National Committee declares the American people will stand with the president if he remains committed to this crucial fight, but criticizes Mr. Obama for taking far too long to reach his decision.
I'm Bob Fuss on Capitol Hill. Many Democrats are very unhappy with President Obama's plan. Congressman James McGovern draws a parallel with Iraq.
I've seen this movie before, and it doesn't have a happy ending.
Senator Russ Feingold says if Mr. Obama asks Congress for money to send more troops to Afghanistan, he'll try to stop it.
As far as I'm concerned, everything would be on the table in terms of trying to prevent this error from occurring.
Both Defense Secretary Gates and Secretary of State Clinton will testify before Congress today on the Afghanistan plan.
I'm Steve Kathan. The Obama war plan does face complicated hurdles for it to work. Former UN rep in Afghanistan Peter Galbraith says the Karzai government has to clean up corruption and stand on its own.
It's a bottomless pit if you don't have a local partner with whom you can work, and that's why I have deep reservations about sending additional troops.
And the U.S. military is under great pressure to get those additional troops there fast and train Afghan forces in just months. Military analyst Mike Lyons.
It does put a line in the sand with regard to what we think the results are going to be.
And also key, building more public support for the plan here at home. Nick?
Well, how did the Americans already fighting the war respond to the speech? Reporter Ben Gilbert was with a group at Kandahar Air Base.
The reaction here was about equal to the reaction in the auditorium where President Obama spoke. Everyone was listening very intently. One soldier told me that he had his doubts about the mission, but that hearing that Al-Qaeda and that other terrorists are planning attacks on America from Afghanistan and Pakistan gives some new resolve.
And Afghans themselves, CBS's Mandy Clark in Kabul, says their skepticism and escalation is the answer.
The Afghan people are pretty wary of an increase of troops. Civilian casualties is a big concern here, and the worry is an increase of troops might increase the casualties.
The Taliban says the U.S. throwing more troops into the fight will only strengthen their resolve. Time on the roundup is 4 minutes past the hour.
This holiday season, Macy.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Driving in winter requires preparation because you never know when you may find yourself stranded. Before the first snows begin to fall, check your vehicle's tires, brakes, fluids, wiper blades, lights, belts, and hoses to make sure they're in good shape. A breakdown is bad on a good day, dangerous in a snowstorm. Before venturing out onto snowy roadways, make sure you've cleared the snow from all the vehicle's windows and lights, including brake lights and turn signals. Make sure you can see and be seen. And prepare an emergency kit, including things like a blanket, sand or cat litter for extra traction, additional warm caps and gloves, some food and water, and a cell phone. Before you go, check out road and weather conditions to help plan your route and departure time, giving yourself plenty of extra time to get where you're going. Above all, know your limits. If the weather's bad, stay home.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
Winter driving, it's just not normal. When there's ice and snow, take it slow. Along with slippery streets and highways, huge snow plows are often out there trying to keep the roads clear. Snowplows are large and powerful, maneuver slowly, and plow far and wide, very wide. Slow down when approaching a snowplow. They're likely traveling slower than the posted speed limit. Also, don't tailgate or stop too close behind because they frequently back up, especially at intersections. A snowplow driver's view is restricted, so never assume that the driver sees you. Plows can also throw up a cloud of snow that can cause whiteout conditions and reduce visibility to zero, so use extreme caution when passing. In fact, the road behind a plow will be safer for you to drive on. If you do pass, watch out for plow blades. They're not only on the front of the plow, but a wing plow may project from the side of the truck. Best advice, ice and snow. Take it slow, especially around snowplows.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
Oh my.
By the way, Bill Press, no intellectual giant.
I enjoyed his company. He had a warmth and brash humor that made up for his constant references to a former L.A. life. The retinue of women who supposedly still called him long distance every night. His past football exploits. The celebrities he knew.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Out of many, we are one. That while we breathe, we hope. And where we are met with cynicism and doubt, and those who tell us that we can't, we will respond with that timeless creed that sums up the spirit of a people. Yes, we can.
30,000 more troops to Afghanistan starting in January 2010 and bringing them home starting in July 2011. So says President Obama at the U.S. Military Academy last night. Tough sale to make. Did he make the sale to you? Hello, everybody. Good morning. Good morning. Wednesday, December 2nd, 2009. Good to see you today. Boy, what a busy, busy day. We got reaction to the president's speech last night. We got the debate starting on health care in the United States Senate, and Tiger Woods cleared and having to pay a $164 fine, and the Northern Virginia crashers getting ready to testify in front of the House of Representatives tomorrow afternoon. Lots happening, but most of the attention on Afghanistan. The president's plan to escalate the war in Afghanistan, launch a surge, the White House is calling it, in Afghanistan, an extended surge, but a quick and quick exit surge. And members of Congress, the House and the Senate, Republicans and Democrats and the American people responding today. 866-55-PRESS. We're glad to take your calls on it. Good to see you today. Thank you for joining us. We're coming to you live coast to coast from our little radio factory here on Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C. Invite you also to the website today. Two good special things to check out on the website. Under videos, you will find at BillPressShow.com a replay posted for you of Joe Cirincione, our foreign policy guru, head of the Plowshares Fund that you hear often here in the 8 o'clock hour of the Bill Press Show. Or the third hour, I should say, wherever you happen to be, of the Bill Press Show. Joe Cirincione on with Stephen Colbert Monday night. Colbert had a lot of fun with Joe on the issue of nuclear disarmament. Check out the video. You'll enjoy it. And also, a special little offer for you. You know about Sarah Palin's book, Going Rogue. Maybe you don't know about the real skinny on Sarah Palin's in a book that The Nation magazine has published called Going Rouge, with some very, very colorful little profiles of Sarah Palin. That book is privately published. It's not available in most bookstores anywhere, but you can get it on our website exclusively on the Progressive Radio website. So get it from ours. Go to the website, BillPressShow.com, click on the banner, Going Rouge, and order your copy today. Make a great holiday gift, too. Very, very funny look at Sarah Palin. Going Rouge, available only from our website and the other progressive talk show hosts that you enjoy during the day. But get it from our website, BillPressShow.com. Peter Rogburn and Dan Henning in their assigned seats this morning. Just like all the cadets were lined up in their assigned seats last night. You have your uniform on.
Yes. Peter's naked. But.
You've got your buzz haircuts.
What else is new?
You got your ready to go. Yeah, what else is new? That's a good segue to Chuck Grassley, the senior senator from He is the senior to Tom Harkin, I would. It certainly sounds like
I
it.
I would
it
guess looks so. Like. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
From Iowa last night. He was on C-SPAN Monday morning, and somebody accused him of just being basically on the public payroll. And if he can be on the public payroll, particularly when it comes to health care, you know, what's wrong with other people having a shot at a public option? Chuck Grassley, sounding very much like the hick farmer that he is, here's his response.
I was a factory worker for 10 years, and I was a farmer for that period of time, and farm with my son now. So if you're trying to make a case that I've lived off of the public tit all these years, I think you're saying correctly the years I've been in the Congress, but not for the years before I came to Congress.
Now, what's funny about that is not only that he uses the phrase public tit, but he admits that as a member of the Senate, right. He's been living on the public tit. Yeah, right. Yeah, you're right about my as a senator living on the public tit. He uses this phrase a lot. Remember last March, he was some other interview he was given.
From my standpoint, it's irresponsible for corporations to give bonuses at this time when they're so sucking the tit of the taxpayer.
That's appropriate.
Don't you think that maybe Chuck Grassley ought to leave the farm language on the farm?
Yes, huh? Exactly.
Yeah. Certain things you say in the barnyard, you don't say on national television. Anyway, hey, we're talking mostly Afghanistan today, appropriately so. We're going to talk a little bit later this hour with Josh Earnest, who is deputy press secretary at the White House. Obviously a big supporter of the president's new strategy that he unveiled last night. But we'll kick off this hour with a good friend from New York State, Congressman Eric Massa. But first,
this is the Full Court Press.
Other headlines making news. 2 more weeks for Charles Gibson hosting ABC's World News. He's leaving Friday, December 18th. Diane Sawyer will take over the anchor chair following Monday.
Yeah. I didn't realize it's coming that soon.
End of the year.
Whoa.
ABC says much of the last week will be features looking back at Charlie's career. You'll remember he replaced Elizabeth Vargas and Bob Woodruff after he was injured by a roadside bomb in Iraq and she left on maternity leave.
All right. Are you ready for this? This is, I know, a world that's going to make headlines, but I watch Charlie Gibson every night. As soon as he's gone, I'm going to switch to Katie Couric.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding? Wow.
There it is. There it is. You heard it here.
We're going to go for the news. Where are you going to go for the news?
Google and Yahoo are out with their top searches for the year, and Michael Jackson was the most searched term on both engines. His death propelled him to the top, ending Britney Spears' four-year reign in that top spot on Yahoo. God.
Why are people still looking for him? He's dead.
Facebook, Twitter, Windows 7.
Stop looking now.
And Lady Gaga all grabbed spots on Google's list, while Yahoo's top ones included the Twilight movie series, Megan Fox, and NASCAR. And the word is in on Cyber Monday, and the We Fit was the most searched term on the day where many online retailers offered the best shopping deals of the year. According to PriceGrabber.com, taking up most of the top 10 spots were a variety of different GPS units, Apple iPods, other gaming systems including the Xbox, and a hair straightener.
But were there more shoppers on Cyber Monday than Black Friday?
I don't know.
I doubt it. I mean, I don't.
I would seriously doubt it.
Yeah, I would doubt it.
But Cyber Monday and the email shopping gets bigger and bigger every year. All right. Then, thank you. So, yes, it was not unexpected, but still dramatic, both the setting and the announcement that the president made last night at West Point.
As Commander-in-Chief, I have determined that it is in our vital national interest to send an additional 30,000 U.S. troops to Afghanistan.
Of course, it is a tough sell for any president to sell a war or sell the escalation of a war. Did he make the sale last night? Let's turn to our good friend, Congressman Eric Massa from New York. Hey, Congressman, thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Bill. I would have thought that the most searched thing on Google would have been Bill Press.
I thought so, too. I was disappointed. I don't know. Maybe next year we'll make it.
Maybe.
So, Congressman, did the president make the sale to you?
No, he did not. And I watched very attentively. And let me just say, I want the president to succeed, because if he succeeds, the United States of America succeeds. I'm not standing here hoping that there's failure in the future. But the long lens of history has taught me that putting 30,000 more troops in Afghanistan is like pouring sand into a broken dike in New Orleans. Not only is it an artificial number that has no true military construct, but compounded by an 18-month deadline, further puts artificialities on the table. The most important thing about this decision to understand is that we are asking, the president is ordering men and women of the United States military to put their lives on the line to fight and die for what the Afghan people will not fight and die for. That's issue number one. Issue number two is the fact that it's costing us hundreds of millions of dollars a day to build infrastructure and a nation when we are not being successful doing so here at home. You know, I have now come to realize and been told, and the information has been given to me, we've spent almost $1 billion, that's $1 billion with a B, dollars, buying Russian-made helicopters, MI-17s, over 100 of them,
ooh,
so that Afghan pilots can fly a type of aircraft that they are nominally more familiar with, while our entire aerospace industry in the United States of America is on its heels. It makes no sense economically. It is not sustainable militarily. And I simply cannot support this.
Now, the president last night summed it up. One thing, I think he was clearer than we've had a picture of before, of why we're there and why he's sending more troops. I just want to hear the three goals that he enunciated.
We must deny al-Qaeda a safe haven. We must reverse the Taliban's momentum and deny it the ability to overthrow the government. And we must strengthen the capacity of Afghanistan's security forces and government so that they can take lead responsibility for Afghanistan's future.
Now, it sounds like they make a lot of sense, Congressman. Three goals, realistic goals. No?
Let's take those in reverse order. There are discussions to create a 400,000-man Afghan army. We will never be able to create a 400,000-man Afghan army. By the way, that's a bigger army than almost any European power currently has. No, it actually is a bigger power, bigger army yeah. than any European power, with no logistics, no quartermaster corps, no pay capability, no inherent training, and zero maintenance logistics capability. It is a fool's errand to try to create an Afghan army in our own image. So that simply will not occur. As far as building out the infrastructure and the capability of supporting what is arguably the most corrupt government since the Tu government in South Vietnam in the 1960s and 70s, I simply cannot stand by that. Now, I've also heard that, all right, we're going to bypass economically with our aid and our infrastructure capabilities, the central government in Kabul, and we're going to go directly to the villages and the towns out in the provinces.
Right.
Bill, we haven't been successfully going to villages and towns in the United States of America to build out infrastructure. What makes us think we can do it in Afghanistan at a cost that is 10 to 100 times more than what it costs here? A gallon of gas is running $400 a gallon to put that fuel into American military vehicles in Afghanistan. I simply don't see how this is humanly possible. And it sounds good, and I wish I could stand here with 24 years of military experience and say this is achievable, but it is not militarily achievable, period. Now,
with your experience and 24 years in the United States Navy, Congressman, obviously there's still a threat from terrorism, still a threat from al-Qaeda. So what is the alternative strategy, do you believe?
Absolutely. We invaded Afghanistan with 1,000 Special Forces personnel. We identified, located, killed or captured 98% of the individual terrorists and 100% of their bases. You don't need a standing occupational army of in excess of 100,000 troops and their entire logistics train and twice as many civilians in support to get that mission done. You simply don't need that. The argument that we are going to be in force in divisional strength or greater in Afghanistan because there's threats in Pakistan, it just doesn't make sense. He also mentioned that al-Qaeda has struck Mali.
Yeah, if I can interrupt this. So what you're talking about is sort of like a strike force capacity that can go anywhere in the world where there are al-Qaeda?
We already did it, and we already have it. That was the model under which we invaded and toppled the Taliban, liberated a nation working along tribal alliances, hand in hand, not trying to create a Jeffersonian democracy.
And that's what we ought to do around the world, you're saying? Right.
We have the requirement and the right of self-defense to identify those who have or would do us harm and to ensure that they don't anywhere on the globe. That does not mean it makes strategic sense to deploy an occupational army of 100,000 American troops with all of the entailed sacrifice that that means.
Congressman Eric Massa from New York, our guest here on the Bill Press Show. So, Congressman, the president last night said, unlike George Bush, I'm not going to hide the cost. I'm going to tell you how much it's going to cost, and we're going to pay for this war. We're not just going to put it on our credit card. But he didn't say how we're going to pay for it. He leaves that up to Congress. How are we, this $30 billion more total of $100 billion a year in Afghanistan, how are we going to pay for it?
That's a very good question, and unless the administration resorts to supplementals within the next 6 months, I don't think the Army budget as it's currently written is sustainable with this kind of additional increases.
So we're talking about a war tax?
I don't know. We're all scratching our heads right now trying to figure this out. The hue and cry from those who have protested this summer about deficit spending against health care is oddly silent in the face of incredible deficit spending to support this military activity. There's for some reason it's okay on one hand, but it's incredibly not okay on the other. Even though the Congressional Budget Office scores healthcare as being relatively deficit neutral, certainly nowhere near the trillions of dollars that we're spending in Iraq and Afghanistan. However, I don't see them protesting this particular deployment or what has happened over the last 8 years. Doesn't seem like it's very balanced.
Strange, isn't it? But not surprising. Not surprising.
Of course it's not surprising, and it is up to individuals. And frankly, representatives, and unfortunately I bear the burden of the responsibility to be vocal on this. It is not my job to fall in lockstep agreement just because my party has a particular position. That's not why I was elected or sent to Congress.
Congressman, let me tell you, I love hearing you say that. I wish more members of Congress had the pair that you have. Let me just put it that way. Congressman Eric Massa, always good to have you on, sir. Thank you so much. You're right on
Take
this.
Care.
You're right on this. Don't give up. You're right on this. So, and we know you won't give up. Thanks, Congressman. Congressman Eric Massa from New York. Man, I wish we had 300 Democrats like him in the House.
This is the Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom47.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom47.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom47.com. Freedom47.com and start earning great money as soon as next week.
Is your credit score holding you back? Are you paying more for everything just because you don't have perfect credit? Well, it's not your fault. Credit card companies are doing everything they can to keep you in debt and never let you escape. But I've got a system that can fix your credit score once and for all. And I'm going to send you a free tape showing you the power of my proven system today.
My credit score is now 758. My wife and I are shouting for joy right now.
Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't just fix your credit score, it will permanently rebuild your credit status so it can never come back to haunt you again. It works no matter how bad your credit is or how much debt you have.
Our credit score was in the low 600s and now we're at 780.
You can wipe the slate clean once and for all. Call right now and I'll rush you my free tape. For your free tape, call 1-800-514-5532. That's 1-800-514-5532. 1-800-514-5532.
Winter driving can be a real challenge. If there's ice and snow, take it slow.
Even if you have an SUV with four-wheel drive, it doesn't mean you'll be able to stop any faster or maintain control any better once you lose traction. Four-wheel drive may get you going faster, but it won't help you stop any sooner. No matter what type of vehicle you're driving, accelerate gradually and avoid abrupt steering maneuvers that could cause you to slide. Allow extra distance between you and the vehicle ahead. It takes more time and distance to stop in adverse conditions, so when you need to slow down or stop, if you have anti-lock brakes, depress the pedal and let the brakes do the work. Don't pump them yourself. If roads are slippery, turn off the cruise. Keep your own feel for the road. And before you leave, check road conditions. Safe drivers know the weather and they know their limits. If the weather's bad, stay where you are until conditions improve.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
462-2911. We want no flu for you.
Liberty Bell Telecom wants to put $500 in your pocket. How? With our new low-priced introductory offer to Liberty Bell Freedom Bundles. You get phone service, high-speed internet, and digital TV through Dish for $500 off our already low prices, plus free installation. And then don't forget to ask about 6 months of high-definition TV for free. We are your true local phone company, where you're never just a number. And remember, this is conventional phone service, not VoIP, and your high-speed internet will have you yelling yippee-i-o. And when the digital TV transition comes, you'll be ready. Call for your free installation, quick, seamless, with the best customer service in the business. 303-BUNDLES, 303-BUNDLES, or online at 303bundles.com. That's 303bundles.com.
Attention, fellow Colorado residents. This is an important consumer alert.
The National Institute for Debt Forgiveness is a group of consumer lawyers and fellow Coloradans committed to helping you understand your legal rights and protecting you from credit card companies. Are you struggling with credit card debt? How different would your holidays be this year without credit card payments? Wasting time and money with debt settlement scams or filing bankruptcy are not your only option. The National Law Institute for Debt Forgiveness can give you a fresh start, and you don't pay them a dime in upfront fees. In these challenging times, credit card companies are more willing than ever to forgive your debt for a fraction of what you owe. Call the National Law Institute now at 877-485-DEBT to learn how to qualify so you and your family can enjoy the holiday season in peace. Call 877-485-DEBT today to schedule a free consultation with one of their attorneys. That's 877-485-DEBT. Or visit them online at nationallawinstitute.com.
Many members of my caucus, and I believe members of the Republican caucus, perhaps from different philosophical perspectives, will come to the same conclusion that this is a mistake to move in the direction of this huge troop buildup.
Joe Lieberman, independent, also very happy. Chris Matthews last night, Chris, in his usual talk before I think style, isn't too happy with the crowd at West Point.
I saw, if not resentment, skepticism. I didn't see a lot of warmth in that crowd out there that the president chose to address tonight. And I thought that was interesting. He went to maybe the enemy camp tonight to make his case. I mean, that's where Paul Wolfowitz used to write speeches for back in the old Bush days. That's where he went to rabble-rouse the "We're going to democratize the world" campaign.
Chris, the military academy at West Point In no way should be compared to or called the enemy camp. What were you thinking? Josh Earnest next from the White House.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Oh.
Hey, that stack of money over there with the googly eyes, is that the money you could be saving with Geico?
It's the money I am saving with Geico. He helped me buy this pool table.
Nice. So what else does he do? Can he tell jokes?
Seriously, Kevin, he's a stack of money. He doesn't tell jokes. He just blinks and buys me stuff.
Well, I just thought...
Money can't talk. That's ridiculous. Why do you always take it too far?
Me?
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Kevin Richards just sent his identity out shopping.
Hey, Kev, it's me, your identity.
Is everything okay?
Oh, yeah. The retailer is sending the stuff.
Did you talk to strangers?
No. But I met a nice group of guys from Russia.
Well, I'm gonna...
Wondering where your identity goes? Get Identity Guard. We scan everything from credit bureaus to public records, so you know what's going on. Identity Guard, making it okay to trust again. Visit IdentityGuard.com. That's IdentityGuard.com.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Several accidents already to start the commute. Westbound 76 near 74th Avenue. Several crashes there. Let's go on I-25. Got a crash near 23rd Avenue on the northbound side. Also one just after I-70. Further north, one at Highway 7. Southbound side, you're going to run into one just around 2 1/4. Also got a crash on the ramp from westbound I-70 to Quebec. That's a rollover. Finally, a crash in southbound I-25 near Founders Parkway. Forecast, occasional snow in the morning, then snow likely this afternoon. Highs in the lower 20s, currently 18 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
If you act this week and purchase a new Kalspa hot tub, you will be guaranteed the lowest price ever. Every 09 in-stock hot tub is specially priced at savings that will make it impossible for you to pass up. For value, quality, and selection for over 20 years, it's Kalspa's.
Get ready to take down a number that will change the way you look at home loans forever. I call it My Bank, My Loan, My Way. It's a line of credit that pays off your existing loan and keeps your equity available to you when you need it. And it uses your normal household checking account to lower your average daily balance, and you pay a lot less interest, which shortens your loan without changing your spending habits. The best home loan ever. 866-259-8206. 866-259-8206.
Hounded by debt collectors, phone calls, and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb K was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb K's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7680. That's 888-352-7680. 888-352-7680.
Independent Power Systems is an authorized distributor of Kyocera high-quality, high-performance solar electric systems and modules. And they're a proud sponsor of AM 760 Radio. Did you know that Xcel Energy recently reduced the solar rewards rebate again? Don't miss your chance to save up to 50% on solar. Call Independent Power Systems, the Coors Field Solar Expert, at 303-443-0115. That's 343-0115. Or online at solarips.com/KKZN.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
Here we go, 33 minutes after the hour of the Bill Press Show this Wednesday, December 2nd, 2009, coming to you live coast to coast all the way from, you name it, Seattle, Washington to Jacksonville, Florida, Asheville, North Carolina, Chicago, Illinois, all kinds of good places in between. The Bill Press Show, good to have you with us. Most attention today focused on the President's big announcement last night up at West Point.
As Commander-in-Chief, I have determined that it is in our vital national interest to send an additional 30,000 U.S. troops to Afghanistan.
That decision coming at the end of 3 months of careful deliberation of the President and the generals and the members of his cabinet and members of Congress. After those consultations, the President making that decision. We've heard from several people this morning in their reaction to it, including Congresswoman Jan Schakowsky and Congressman Eric Massa, who are not so supportive of the President's decision. We turn now to a man who has been very involved in that decision-making process at the White House, assisting Press Secretary Robert Gibbs in his role as Deputy White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest. Hey, Josh, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Bill. How are you?
All right, doing great. So Jan Schakowsky and Eric Mansa both said they're not sure about whether this strategy makes sense. Tell us why it does.
Well, what the president has put in place is he has put in place a strategy, a comprehensive strategy, to accomplish our goal, which is very simple, which is to disrupt, dismantle, and eventually defeat al-Qaeda. We've seen that al-Qaeda has used in the region, in eastern Afghanistan and in some of the no man's land between Afghanistan and Pakistan to launch violent attacks against the United States.
Well,
there's an indication that that's actually something that's ongoing, right? That there was somebody who was recently arrested who had traveled that region and had an intent to do something violent here against the American people here on our soil. So there's a vital national interest in accomplishing this goal, and the president laid out last night a comprehensive strategy for getting that done.
Just about 20 minutes ago, I'd like to play a quick clip. Congressman Eric Mansa from New York here, 24-year veteran of the Navy, in response to a similar question I asked him. Josh, let's listen and get your response on the other side. Did the president make the sale to you?
No, he did not. And I watched very attentively. And let me just say, I want the president to succeed, because if he succeeds, the United States of America succeeds. I'm not standing here hoping that there's failure in the future. But the long lens of history has taught me that putting 30,000 more troops in Afghanistan is like pouring sand into a broken dike in New Orleans.
So, Josh, can we accomplish these goals as noble as they can be, as they may be, with 30,000 more troops?
Sure. The president finds himself in this circumstance. There are no easy decisions here. There are no easy decisions here. There are no politically popular decisions here. What the president has had to do is he's had to look at this problem. It's a thorny one. And as Congressman Masarek, appropriately points out, this is the kind of problem that has vexed governments for centuries. Right, that this sort of challenging area to govern.
No doubt. Right.
In Afghanistan. So what the president has done is he has come at this recognizing that we can't afford to just turn our back and walk away from this situation. I don't want to repeat myself, but it's critically important that this is why this is in the national interest. Because al-Qaeda has already demonstrated that they can and will use a power vacuum in this region of the world to represent a grave threat to the United States of America. We can't just walk away.
Then the question is, right, if they are so inclined, no doubt that they are, why wouldn't they just wait 18 months until July 2011 when the president says he's going to start bringing their troops home and move back in then?
Well, here's the thing. If they want to go into some form of hibernation for 18 months, first of all, the world would be a better place, and the world would be a safer place for 18 months. This also would provide an opportunity for the Afghan government to get their sea legs, to try and put together some semblance of a central government as well as a local government. It also would give the opportunity to the Afghan people to put together a security force in that country that would be able to provide some stability and security. If they had 18 months to do it with the hands-on training of the finest and most brave men and women in the world that are in the U.S. military, to put in place a local police structure, a military structure to provide some security to the Afghan people, but also to provide an opportunity for the Afghan economy to get going. There's some very fertile areas in Afghanistan where you could actually have a thriving agricultural-based economy there. And if we had 18 months to try and set that up, again, with the close consultation of the American military and American civil advisors, that we could really improve conditions in Afghanistan such that if the Taliban were to come back, they would be facing a very, very different circumstance.
I'm glad you mentioned that agricultural economy, because I heard the president say that last night. And
sure. My
immediate thought was they have a thriving agricultural economy right now. It's poppies, opium poppies. And so what are we going to do, replace those with, lima beans or something?
Well, the sense is that there is the opportunity to put in place a more constructive, a more realistic sort of long-term agricultural economy in a place that didn't rely on contraband and illegal drugs. And the sense is that this thriving economy could take place and really could form the basis of a successful governance structure. Now, is it going to look anything like the thriving democracy that we have here in the United States of America? No. But is it a power structure that could be put in place that would prevent entities like the Taliban or Al-Qaeda or other entities that seek to do us harm, could it prevent them from coming in and using that as a base of operation to attack the United States? Yes, and that's exactly what the president is hoping to accomplish.
Deputy White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest, our guest here today on the Bill Press Show. So, Josh, the president did lay out his goals, and you've just outlined them as well. Here's the question that I have. Again, the president's saying we're going to get in there fast, and we're going to start bringing them out by July 2011, which is roughly 18 months.
Right.
How can we possibly expect to accomplish those goals in 18 months that we haven't been able to do, American forces haven't been able to do in the last 8 years?
Well, the reason that they haven't been able to do it over the last 8 years is because, and anybody that's been familiar with this circumstance, including our commanders on the ground, would tell you that they've been under-resourced, that Afghanistan has not gotten the attention in terms of leadership here in Washington, D.C. It's not gotten the attention in terms of getting the financial and military resources that they need to be successful. They also haven't gotten the clear strategic guidance that they need to be successful. That's what the president laid out yesterday. He laid out a clear stream of resources. He laid out a clear strategy and a set of goals that our military will be focused on there. And I think that with this new strategy and with this infusion of significant resources, military and otherwise, that this is a strategy and that our military can pursue and achieve. And again, what the president has said is that 18 months from now, he expects to see results.
Mm-hmm.
But at that point, he will make decisions about what the pace and length of that drawdown should be.
Exactly. So, I was just going to get to that,
right?
Because I'm looking at the phrase right here. It says, he said, taking into account conditions on the ground. So really, he's saying it could be longer than 18 months. It could be a lot longer.
What he's saying is that in January 2011, he will begin drawing down troops. The question is what is the pace of that drawdown? How long will it take to get all the troops out of there? Does it make sense for us to keep some of them there for a little bit longer? Basically, 2011 is a place where the president will begin drawing down troops and make a decision about what we're going to do with the remainder of those troops. So what the president has laid out is a very clear decision structure here. And frankly, this is the responsible way to do it, right? That setting in place a timeline that sort of ignores what conditions are on the ground and just saying, oh, we're all coming home after that, that wouldn't make any sense. That doesn't help our allies. That certainly doesn't help our Afghan partners. And it doesn't provide a structure that will allow our American military to be successful. What will allow them to be successful is to set a deadline to let our Afghan partners know we're serious about this, but that we're serious about them making an investment and then demonstrating a commitment to actually making some changes over there.
All right. Now, one thing that was left up in the air last night, the president did say, unlike previous administrations, I'm not going to hide the fact that this is going to cost money. I'm going to tell you how much it's going to cost, and we're not just going to put it on our credit card. We're going to pay for it. But he didn't say how we're going to pay for it. So let me ask you, what's the president's plan? I mean, what is his preferred plan? A war tax, or how are you going to pay for it? We're talking about another $30 billion.
Well, sure. This is obviously something that he's going to work very closely with both members, with members of Congress on both sides of the aisle to figure out. Again, what's been done in the past is that some decisions have been made without regard to any consideration about how this stuff is going to be paid
for. And that's changed. And
the president said, we're going to confront this head on. This is a challenge. It is naive to think that these two challenges are not intertwined, that our national security and fiscal responsibility are directly related, and we shouldn't act like they aren't.
Right.
So the president is going to work directly with Congress. Members on both sides of the aisle who are both concerned about our national security and concerned about the serious budget problems that we have in this country.
Right. But and you've heard this. We've discussed this at the briefings with Robert Gibbs.
Mm-hmm.
There must have been some conversations during all of those meetings on Afghanistan about how to pay for this. So, what is the White House thinking about the best way to pay for it? Is it a war tax?
Well, I mean, what the president has said and what other folks at the White House have said is, look, this is something that we're going to work with Congress on, because this is a clear national priority. We can't be in it. This is the kind of decision that we can't afford not to make. This is a decision that the president had to make. But again, we also have to be upfront with how we're going to pay for this. And there are lots of different ways to do it. Everybody sort of seems to have their own idea about how to get this done, whether it's a war tax, whether there are some sort of some other sort of tax, some other tax things we can do if there's some cutting and spending that needs to be done. Everybody's got lots of ideas. The president's going to consider all of those ideas, and he's going to work in a bipartisan fashion with Congress to confront this challenge head on.
All right. Well, the debate is just starting, and but we know what the strategy is now, and I'm sure members of you yourself and other members of the administration will be out there, and the president himself continuing to make the case. Hey, Josh, thanks so much for your time this morning.
No problem, Bill. It's always good to talk to you.
All right. See you down at the White House a little bit later today. Josh Earnest, Deputy White House Press Secretary. So you've heard Jan Schakowsky and Eric Massa say, they love the president, but they're not with him on this issue. You hear Josh Earnest from the White House saying he made the right decision, he knows what he's doing, and it's going to work. What do you think? 866-55-PRESS. I got to tell you, I'm not on board on this one. 866-55-77-377.
I consider the president of the United States the smartest political person in the world.
The official morning show of the Obama generation.
Except maybe myself.
This is the Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
This holiday season, Ace is offering big savings on the biggest names in tools. For a limited time, save 20% on power tools. Names like DeWalt, Makita, ShopVac, Black & Decker, Milwaukee, and Skill. Save 30% on power tool accessories and hand tools. Stanley, Irwin, Crescent, Nicholson. Almost every brand we carry. Now that's a value. Hurry in to Ace, the holiday helpful place. Prices good at participating Ace hardware stores through December 24, 2009, while supplies last. Not valid on sale items. Additional exclusions apply. See store for details.
At Intuit, we believe that employees are awesome. They help you grow your business. They can do things you don't have time to do. So Intuit Payroll makes it as easy as possible to pay them. You just enter your employee hours. Intuit Payroll does all the calculations to create your paychecks and helps you pay your taxes. There's even live help if you need it. And since you're not hiring a fancy pants service to run your payroll, maybe you can add another employee. Get a 30-day free trial of Intuit Online Payroll at Intuit.com. That's Intuit.com.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Give yourself lots of time this morning. Several crashes already. If you're on westbound 76 around 74th Avenue, several crashes. They're very slick on I-25 at several of them here. Southbound's on your Founders Park. Also one around 225. Northbounders have one blocking the left lane at 23rd Avenue. Also one a little further north of I-70 and further north at Highway 7. Your forecast today, cloudy and cold with possibility of light snow on and off throughout the day. Very little accumulation, though. Highs in the low 20s. Right now, 18 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Sears Automotive Center.
Can you fix my car?
Well, at Sears, our ASE certified blue automotive crew mechanics know cars inside and out. We'll find the problem and give you the best price, guaranteed.
Brakes.
Yes.
Tires.
Yep.
Struts.
Of course.
Oil changes.
Totally.
Helsinki smash rod.
You just made that word up, sir.
You're good.
Come into the Sears Automotive Center for our real-time price checks and get the best price guaranteed. And now through December 12th, get a $130 DieHard emergency kit free with a purchase of 4 Michelin tires. Visit SearsAuto.com to learn more. Sears. Life well spent.
Listen carefully to this message. If you're about to buy hardwood flooring, you're going to pay too much. Unless, of course, you buy from us. We're Lumber Liquidators, and no one, including those big box stores, can sell wood flooring for less. When you buy your quality hardwood flooring from Lumber Liquidators, you save hundreds, if not thousands, every time. Because we buy direct from the mills. We are truly the wood floor experts. To prove it, we'll send you our beautiful full-color catalog absolutely free. Call 1-800-560-9010. It's filled with top quality hardwood flooring for less. Solid hardwoods in cherry, oak, and walnut, bamboo, laminates, and even Velawood pre-finished flooring with a 50-year warranty. The same floor Bob Vila has in his home. Don't pay more than you have to for flooring. Call Lumber Liquidators now. We even offer installation and financing. Visit your local Lumber Liquidators or call now for your free catalog. 1-800-560-9010. That's 1-800-560-9010. 1-800-560-9010.
Get ready to take down a number that will change the way you look at home loans forever. I call it My Bank, My Loan, My Way. It's a line of credit that pays off your existing loan and keeps your equity available to you when you need it. And it uses your normal household checking account to lower your average daily balance. And you pay a lot less interest, which shortens your loan without changing your spending habits. The best home loan ever. 866-259-8206. 866-259-8206.
But Us Weekly magazine this morning, you know, first of all, the state police yesterday said, case closed, we're going to fine Tiger Woods $164, that's it, that's the end of it. Looks like it's not the end of it for Tiger Woods, because now, on top of the rumors about the woman he allegedly was seeing down in Australia, there's now a second woman who claims that she had an affair with Tiger Woods. She has told her story to Us Weekly magazine, which just this morning released a voicemail that Tiger allegedly, now you'll hear it, has left on her phone asking her to take her name off of her voicemail. When you call her, she would say, hi, this is Honey Bunny or whatever. Take that off of there because he says, my wife may be calling you, and he didn't want his wife to hear her name because his wife had seen this number on his phone, I gather. Here is the voicemail released just a few minutes ago.
Hey, it's Tiger. I need you to do me a huge favor. Can you please take your name off your phone? My wife went through my phone and maybe calling you. If you can, please take your name off that. And just have it as a number on the voicemail. Just have it as your telephone number. That's it. Okay, you gotta do this for me. Huge, quickly. All right, bye.
That's the best Tiger Woods impersonation I've ever heard. And I must say, he sounds a little desperate.
You think?
You have to do this for me quickly. All right.
By the way, hey, it's Tiger.
Hey, it's Tiger. Yeah.
Hey, it's, maybe she means Tiger Jackson or Tiger Jenkins.
Maybe he might have said, hey, it's me. All right. Back to the big story of the day, Afghanistan. Jan Schakowsky and Eric Massa telling us this morning they can't support the president on this one. Loyal Democrats. Josh Earnest making the case from the White House. The president makes the sale to you. Eunice calling from West Palm Beach, Florida. Hi, Eunice.
Hi, Bill. How you doing?
All right. What do you think?
I support the president. Let me just tell you that I think that we should be feeling very proud tonight and today.
Today, yeah.
Every night. That we have President Obama.
I am proud of that.
And that he will take, absolutely, last night I noticed that he is going to be a great commander-in-chief. I noticed last night, like, listen, I couldn't catch the live speech on TV, so I was listening on the radio, talk radio, my way back home.
Yeah.
People were trashing him on the radio. And I said, oh, my God, it must have been an awful speech because people were trashing him. People didn't agree with what he's doing. And when I got home and I watched C-SPAN, I said, oh, my God, this is a completely different speech than what I'm listening on the radio that people were commenting.
So you say he's doing the right thing. I appreciate that. Eunice, let's say a quick hello to Jake out in Eureka, California. Jake.
Hey, Bill, unfortunately, President Obama is doing the wrong thing. We need a new national security team. I mean, we have Robert Gates, the holdover from the Bush administration, and Hillary Clinton, who were all for escalation. And we have Condoleezza Rice's sister as our national security advisor. I think we need some new blood, new people. We voted for change. Why didn't we get it?
Well, I'm not sure this is the change we voted for. I have to agree with that. Let me tell you something. Robert Gibbs, when these negotiations started, when the discussion started, the deliberation started, the very first meeting, it's reported this morning on Politico, when they walked into the Situation Room, Robert Gates said, McChrystal asks for 40,000. My recommendation is that you send 30,000 troops, which is exactly what the president did. No doubt about who's got the president's ear on Afghanistan. I personally think it's a big mistake. I'm sure this conversation will continue tomorrow, and I'll be back with a parting shot.
The Bill Press Show continues. You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
What
if I said you could erase your wrinkles, tighten your skin, and make frown lines disappear from view, all without surgery or injections? With all the creams you've tried, you're probably skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by sending you a free trial of a scientific breakthrough called Hydroxytone. Shed years from your appearance faster than you ever thought possible.
I looked at her and I was just, wow, she looked so young.
I told her I couldn't believe how smooth her face looks. She's lost, what, 10 years at least?
Request your risk-free trial of this proven breakthrough today. The results are so impressive, Hydroxytone was given away in VIP gift bags at international film festivals.
She always looked good to me, but now I can't believe how young she looks.
Call now for your free trial of Hydroxytone. For a limited time, try it before you buy it. 1-800-300-0841. But hurry, when this offer's gone, it's gone. Call 1-800-300-0841. 1-800-300-0841.
The holiday season brings lots of parties, family gatherings, and plenty of pictures. Look your best for the holidays. Restore your hair's natural beauty and healthy appearance, guaranteed, with Ovation Cell Therapy.
This holiday, do something special for your hair. Repair the damage from harsh chemicals and heat styling. Grow your hair thicker, stronger, longer, and faster, up to twice as fast with Ovation Cell Therapy.
Ovation is 100% guaranteed to grow your hair stronger and stop breakage naturally. No transplants, no prescription meds, no side effects, and Ovation is completely safe, even for chemotherapy hair loss recovery.
Look your best this holiday season with Ovation Cell Therapy. Buy a set for you.
And give a set to a special friend on your holiday list.
And save on both. Ovation makes a great holiday gift.
Give the gift you love to get. Give the Ovation Holiday Gift Set, a special holiday package at a special holiday price. Visit OvationHair.com and enter AM760 to receive a special 10% introductory savings. OvationHair.com.
The anti-aging skincare market is so saturated right now, advertisers will say anything to get you to buy their products. So how do you know which ones to believe? Here's a little secret. Confidence. Companies so confident in their products, they're willing to give them away for free. Like the makers of Hydroxytone. Dermatologist-recommended Hydroxytone is clinically proven to visibly erase wrinkles, tighten skin, and make frown lines disappear. It can take years off your appearance faster than you ever thought possible. And if you call now, it's free. The number for your free trial is 1-800-200-3691. See what I mean? Confidence. Hydroxytone's results are so impressive, it was even given away in celebrity gift bags at the Emmy Awards and featured in Allure magazine. Take advantage of this risk-free offer and see for yourself. What do you have to lose, other than a few wrinkles? Get your free trial of Hydroxytone at 1-800-200-3691. Supplies are extremely limited, so please hurry. 1-800-200-3691.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
AM760.net.
The Parting Shot with Bill Press. This is the Bill Press Show.
And on this Wednesday, December 2nd, my parting shot for today, in June 2002, George W. Bush went to West Point to announce the Bush Doctrine, a new principle of preemptive war. In December 2008, George Bush returned to West Point to press the importance of pursuing war in Iraq and Afghanistan. In December 2009, last night, Barack Obama went to West Point to announce his escalation of the war in Afghanistan. Hey, friends, this is not the change we voted for. Look, selling war is no easy task for any president, and you gotta admit, Obama did as good a job selling war as any president could. Still, for me, it was no sale. Yeah, it's good that the president wants to get in quick and get out quick by July 2011. But there's no assurance that we can accomplish in 18 months what American troops have been unable to accomplish in the last 8.5 years. You know, at one point, to support his escalation of the war, President Obama quoted President Eisenhower. I just wish he had quoted what Eisenhower said when he was leaving the White House. Quote, every gun that is made, every warship launched, every rocket fired, signifies in the final sense a theft from those who hunger and are not fed, those who are cold and are not clothed. So I say, forget Afghanistan. We've got some nation building to do right here at home. All right, I'll be down at the White House for the briefing today a little bit later at 1 p.m. East Coast time. Don't forget the big peace march in Los Angeles tonight at Wilshire and Alvarado starting at 6 p.m. Leo Gerard, president of the Steelworkers, here on Jobs tomorrow.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Do you have dark circles and bags under your eyes but can't find a product that works?
Then stay tuned, because the next 60 seconds will change everything. Hydralyze is a proven breakthrough that has shown amazing results in people with dark circles and under-eye puffiness due to aging, fatigue, even heredity. And for a limited time, we're looking for 100 women in this listening area to try it free. Just call 1-800-600-2125. The first 100 callers are guaranteed a risk-free trial, so call now. If lines are busy, try again. The proven ingredients in Hydralyze help erase the appearance of bags and dark circles. The results are so impressive, women who've tried it say it's life-changing. And now it's being offered free to this station's first 100 callers. Hydralyze is not available in stores, so call immediately to see if you're one of the first 100 callers. And try it before you buy it. Phone lines are open now. Call 1-800-600-2125 for your free trial. 1-800-600-2125.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News. I'm Peter Mayer, live at the White House. Congressional hearings on President Obama's Afghanistan war plan open just minutes from now. Many Democrats oppose the troop surge. Republicans, including Senator John McCain, question the idea of announcing July of 2011 as the target date to start withdrawing.
If you tell the enemy when you're leaving, it emboldens your enemies and dispirits your friends because they have to stay there in the neighborhood.
But Vice President Biden told the CBS News Early Show the exit plan tells Afghanistan, prepare to defend yourself.
The purpose is to make it clear to Karzai and his government, who up to now has been unwilling to step up to the ball, look to us for everything, that fellas, you got to step up to the ball.
Defense Secretary Gates will elaborate on that within the hour on Capitol Hill. I'm Peter Mayer, live at the White House, now with more on this story. Here's Frank Setapani.
The man in charge in Afghanistan, General Stanley McChrystal, says the Afghan government and its international partners should use the next 18 months to convince Taliban insurgents they can't win the war. NATO Secretary General Anders Fogh Rasmussen expects the Allies to chip in with an additional 5,000 troops. Afghanistan, he says, is not just America's war.
If we are to make Afghanistan more stable and ourselves more secure, we must all do more.
Here at home, some Americans believe this country has already done enough.
It's their country, so ultimately it's their problem.
It's going to be a bloody Vietnam-type ending, I'm afraid.
But others say the fight is worth fighting.
They should have done this a long time ago.
Us Weekly magazine has dropped the latest Tiger Woods bombshell. It claims Woods had a 2.5-year fling with a Las Vegas cocktail waitress. The magazine backed up its story by releasing what it says is the tape of a call Woods made to the woman, warning her that his wife might be on to them.
Please, take your name off your phone. My wife went through my phone and maybe calling you.
California real estate bills are getting real. CBS's Vicki Barker explains.
The state of California is going to start taking plummeting house values into account when assessing its residents' property taxes. The result, most homeowners will start paying less tax in January. Ever since the state's famous Proposition 13, property tax rises have been capped. But the New York Times notes this is the first time California taxes have fallen since the law was passed 31 years ago. Vicki Barker, CBS News.
Two new jobs reports are out. A report by ADP shows that private employers cut 169,000 jobs last month. A Challenger Gray and Christmas report puts the number of announced job cuts in November at a two-year low. Fresh figures show that electronics stores, jewelers, and online merchants did well in November. Stores that sell clothing and luxury goods, that was another story.
Luxury really is something that is going to have to earn their stripes, prove why this product is worth so much more.
Retail industry analyst Marshall Cohen, S&P futures are down a point. This is CBS News.
At USAA, we don't think your money should retire before you do. And if your retirement investments are sitting in a neglected 401k, they probably aren't working as hard as they should. Put your investments back to work with an IRA rollover to a company you can trust. As of September 30th, 2009, USAA manages over $40 billion in assets for our members, and we provide a range of retirement products and services to help meet your financial needs. And with USAA, comprehensive retirement solutions are always just a phone call away. Don't let your savings take an early retirement. Call 800-235-0482 or visit usaa.com/rollover today. Consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the USAA mutual funds carefully before investing. Contact us at 800-531-8910 for a prospectus containing this and other information about the funds from USAA Investment Management Company Distributor. Read it carefully before investing. Investing in securities products involves risk, including possible loss of principal.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. President Obama's plan to send another 30,000 troops to Afghanistan is drawing a mixed reaction in Colorado. Democratic Congressman Jared Polis says he does not support the plan because he says it doesn't focus on terrorism. Republican Congressman Mike Kaufman says the president's announced timetable for withdrawal sends the wrong message to the Taliban. Get ready for a blast of winter.
It's going to be a couple days of really cold temperatures.
Todd Dankers with the National Weather Service says we're in for several days of this.
With temperatures staying around 20 degrees, none of it's going to be melting. And then with flurries, you'll get a little bit of additional accumulation as time goes by. Some more snow tonight, maybe another half inch or inch overnight tonight.
Plows are out this morning all around the metro area. In sports, Carmelo Anthony had 25 points. Chauncey Billups had 22. The Denver Nuggets scored early and often last night. They had absolutely no trouble with the Golden State Warriors. Final score was 135-107. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where you just heard about those plows that are out and about on the metro trying to knock off all that snow that came down in the overnight. Now, it wasn't a ton of snow, but what did come down stuck to the highways, creating that sheet of ice on the pavement. So everybody's going a lot slower than usual, but it wasn't helping. A couple different trouble spots. We've got an accident westbound 36. This is near Wadsworth. We'd seen some other problems on I-25, both in and out of the tech center that caused some earlier delays. Everybody's going to be driving about 10 or 15, maybe even 20 miles an hour slower than you're used to. So it's going to cost you about 45 minutes to an hour as you're driving either direction of 36 between Denver and Boulder. 25 also crawling between the tech center and downtown in spots, really bogging down past DU. We've got a multi-vehicle accident. This is a head-on as well as a rollover at 35th and Tower. Do factor that into your ride as you're trying to get out to DIA. But once you jump on Pena, for the most part, it's just going to be slushy as you're trying to catch a flight or pick somebody up. Quick check on today's forecast. We can expect to see flurries throughout the morning till about 11 a.m. Today's high is only going to top out at 25 degrees. Really cold and cloudy in the overnight, low dropping down to 9. Currently, it is 17 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Low-fare holiday flights out of Denver are available now during the United Home for the Holidays fare sale. Visit united.com/densale today.
The one thing I love about your show is you never throw me a softball.
David Sirota.
Always, you're going to give me a hard question no matter what.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
I'd say the weather just about epitomizes my mood this morning. Dark and stormy. At least I can chuckle about it. I just defriended a member of my extended family on Facebook. That's how dark a day I'm having. Side note before we get into why I'm in such a dark mood. The reason they call it friends is because it's not a right, it's a privilege. So it makes defriending people a little bit easier on Facebook, because if you wouldn't be friends with somebody in real life, then you have no obligation to be friends with them on Facebook, even if they're a member of your extended family. The naming of the word friend, it's brilliant, right? It's not... If I defriend somebody, I'm not censoring them. I'm not persecuting them. I'm just saying, you know what? You're not the kind of person I want to be a friend of. And you know what? It's great. So I defriended a member of my extended family. Now, why am I in a dark mood?
High five for that one, Dave.
Thanks, man. Why am I in a dark mood? Well, I'm in a dark mood because last night's speech by President Obama was one of the worst speeches I've heard in a long time. One of the most depressing speeches I've heard in a long time. And additionally, this is probably what's thrown me over the edge, is that when I've listened to not just the conservative warmongers, but when you've listened to much of the quote-unquote progressive or liberal media, what you hear is apologism. What you hear is... Obama worship. What you hear is people saying, hey, no big deal. Hey, we got to give President Obama time. What you hear, frankly, is dishonesty. I was driving around yesterday afternoon, late in the afternoon, listening around the radio dial, including on this network. And I had thought that AM 760 was called Colorado's Progressive Talk, not Colorado's Obama Talk. AM 760, Obama Talk. No, it's not. I thought it was Progressive Talk. And I have heard so many voices on the so-called left saying, oh, you know, it's no, we got to give Obama time, and this escalation is fine. And my question, my first question is, and of course it's a loaded question. If John McCain had won the election, and President John McCain gave exactly the same speech last night and pushed forward exactly the same policy, massive troop escalation, and John McCain had justified it in exactly the same way, we're going to escalate the war to end the war, would all of these obsequious liberals have said, hey, we got to give President John McCain a chance? You know, you're jumping down his throat. He's only been in office 10 months. And it's okay. We need to escalate this war because President McCain, he's a new president. We got to give him the benefit of the doubt. Is that what we would have heard from the liberal establishment in this country? From the talk show hosts on AM 760 to the liberal pundits at the Washington Post? Is that what we have heard? Would we have heard? Would we have heard that from progressive activists who went out and protested the war, the Iraq war and the Afghanistan buildup under George W. Bush? Would we really have heard them say, hey, we gotta say the same things that they're saying about President Obama now if it was President McCain pushing the same exact policy? You and I know the answer. The answer is no, there will be protests in the street. John McCain is a warmonger. How dare he? And the fact that it would be different suggests that there are many, many people in this country walking around living a lie, being dishonest, who care more about the sport of politics, who care more about worshiping the celebrity of Barack Obama, than the actual policy being implemented by Barack Obama. It is absolutely pathetic. On our website, am760.net, click over to the J. Marvin page. I have a list of questions after the speech that I wrote up after the speech. I hope you will go read the questions, and I hope if you like the questions, that you will copy them and paste them into an email and forward them on to as many people as you can. Again, am760.net, click over to the J. Marvin page, and I'm going to read some of them for you, and then open up the phones. The first question, and you can feel free to take on any of these questions. Tell us which question you're taking on, and then I'd like to hear an answer to any of these questions. Of course, the first one is, are you really going to argue that if President McCain, a President McCain, had said exactly the same thing as President Obama last night, a massive troop escalation, that the same Obama files, the same Obama lobotomy cases, the same automatons who are saying, on the left, who are saying, we got to give President Obama a chance. If President McCain had said exactly what Obama said last night, pushed exactly the same policy, would the same Obama files be saying, we got to give President McCain a chance? 303-713-7600. Here are some other questions. I'm going to read from this post. You can find it again, am760.net. Click over to the J. Marvin page. A few quick questions to ponder after President Obama's speech. The very first being, shouldn't we be able to honestly answer these queries before mindlessly cheering on a deployment of more troops to a Central Asian war zone? Here they are, here some of them are, in no particular order. What percentage of those kids in the West Point audience last night will die because of this decision? Would you be okay sending yourself or a loved one over to face combat and potentially death for the mission Obama articulated in Afghanistan? And if not, how could you simultaneously support sending other people? Why do so many pundits and pro-Obama activists continue to focus on how hard and difficult and trying this decision is for President Obama, rather than on how hard and difficult and trying this will be for the soldiers who are ultimately killed? Where's the anti-war movement and the marches and the organizing and the protesting? Where is all those well-funded groups that protested George W. Bush's war on foreign policy? Should we now believe that escalating the Afghanistan war at the same annual cost of universal health care will save more than 45,000 Americans a year? That is the number of Americans who die every year for lack of health insurance? Which is worse, a stupid person like George W. Bush starting a dumb occupation, or a very smart person like Barack Obama following the lead of that stupid person, but actually escalating that occupation? How about the "we're going to escalate the war to end the war" refrain throughout President Obama's speech last night? Have we heard that before somewhere? Because it sort of sounds like we'll burn down the Vietnam villages to save them. Another question. Are we really expected to believe that massively escalating a war is the way to end a war? Especially when the U.S. Army's field manual on counterinsurgency now estimates that we will need 600,000 troops, 600,000 troops in order to run an effective counterterrorism strategy in Afghanistan. That's not me talking. That's the U.S. Army. Are we really expected to believe that under those circumstances, escalating a war is a way to end a war? And I ask again, haven't we heard that somewhere before, at some time before? If Obama's Afghan war strategy about escalating a war to end a war was a self-help strategy for, let's say, alcoholics, wouldn't that self-help strategy prescribe drinking more whiskey to stop drinking? And wouldn't we all laugh at that? Couple more questions. How many pundits will insist that bowing down to the military-industrial complex and escalating this missionless war somehow shows resolve and strength and toughness and leadership and not embarrassing weakness? And again, I'll go back to this one. Would the Obama files, the Obama backers, now telling us to give President Obama a chance with this decision and or defending Obama's escalation, would these same people be saying we should give President McCain a chance and or defend President McCain's escalation if he was the one in office making this decision? And my final question, and again, you can find all of these questions at am760.net. Click over to the J. Marvin page. I hope if you like them, you'll copy them and paste them into an email and send them to as many friends as you can. The last question on my list. I'm confused here, folks. Is this hope or is this change? Because I don't know. I'm just pretty confused now. Escalating George W. Bush's war policy that everybody protested and a candidate promising he was going to end wars. Is this hope or is this change? Or have I missed something? Did I not get some memo? Feel free to answer any of the questions I've laid out or any of the other questions on our website, am760.net. Click over to the J. Marvin page. We'll open up the AM760 Progressive Dojo and get to your calls, 303-713-7600. Up next, we're going to talk to Rufus Phillips. He is the author of Why Vietnam Matters, an eyewitness account of lessons not learned, a longtime CIA officer who led counterinsurgency operations in Vietnam. So we're going to talk to him about the president's speech, then take your calls. We're going to go over the Colorado delegation's statements on this war, including a number of quite disgusting statements from people like Mark Udall from the Colorado Democratic Party. We're going to have on Congresswoman Diana DeGette in the AM760 Progressive Dojo at 9:45, and you better believe I'm going to ask her some of these questions. So stick around after a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. Well, you can imagine it's pretty nasty out there. Days like this, it's really tough doing traffic reports, but a lot of crashes out there. One on the turnpike westbound 36 at Wadsworth, delays all the way back to 25. It's a really long stretch both ways between Boulder and Denver. multi-vehicle head-on rollover crash, 35th and Tower. Also have one on northbound I-25 as you approach the turnpike there. Another one on Highway 85 near Highlands Ranch Parkway down. That's Santa Fe, where that kind of heads towards Castle Rock. Denver highways are slick and snow-packed. Flurries still coming down in spots. Be really careful this morning. Cloudy and cold today with possibility of light snow on and off throughout the day. Very little accumulation, though. Highs in the low 20s. Right now, 19 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Thank you. Like that nothing beats Castrol Edge in wear protection.
That's awesome.
That's thinking with your dipstick. You switch to Castrol Edge for 8 times better wear protection than Mobil 1.
That's awesome.
That's thinking with your dipstick. You sent that photo from a company party to the whole office.
In my office!
So, not awesome.
That's not thinking with your dipstick. Think with your dipstick. Upgrade to Castrol Edge. It's more than just oil. It's liquid engineering. Learn more at yourdipstick.com.
5W30s tested in industry standard sequence 4A wear test.
Inside this truck are some very special batteries, because these batteries are going to the Mattel Children's Hospital, UCLA, where they know that making kids better takes all kinds of technologically advanced equipment, and quite a few Hot Wheels and Barbies and Polly Pockets. So to power all those toys, the people at Duracell pack that truck full of batteries, because they know nothing's better than powering a smile. Duracell. Trusted everywhere.
New study from Carfax shows that the number of salvage cars for sale has more than doubled. You want to avoid buying these rebuilt wrecks. Make sure you see a free Carfax vehicle history report. Just say, show me the Carfax, or go to Carfax.com. Are you heading out to buy a used car this weekend? You can find a great deal, but you have to do some homework. Before you buy, make sure the dealer shows you a free Carfax vehicle history report. Just say, show me the Carfax, or go to Carfax.com.
Down for free. Call 1-800-600-0807. You must call within the next 24 hours. 1-800-600-0807.
Hi, this is John Elway. I could have gone anywhere for LASIK, but I selected Icon LASIK right here in Denver. Icon has performed over 65,000 LASIK surgeries in Colorado using the latest custom laser technology. And Icon makes LASIK more starting at $4.99 per eye. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit IconLASIK.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
Face it, we all just want our vehicles to work. At Cottman Transmission, we provide superior service to keep your vehicle running. For prompt and reliable maintenance and repairs, Cottman Transmission has two convenient locations, on South Broadway north of Yale and on Ward Road north of I-70. For more, visit CottmanDenver.com.
Here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. As I said, I've put up questions about President Obama's speech at am760.net. Click over to the J. Marvin page. A series of questions. We'll be taking your calls. Feel free to address any of the questions up on our website, am760.net. Click over to the J. Marvin page. 303-713-7600 is the number. And before we get to the phones, we're going to check in now with Rufus Phillips. He is a longtime CIA officer who led counterinsurgency operations in Vietnam, and he's the author of Why Vietnam Matters, an eyewitness account of lessons not learned. Phillips became a member of the Saigon military mission in 1954, and the following year served as the sole advisor to two Vietnamese army operations, earning the CIA's Intelligence Medal of Merit for his work. So we're talking to a real expert here. Mr. Phillips, thank you so much for taking the time this morning.
Happy to be here.
So first things first, last night in President Obama's speech, he specifically, explicitly addressed the question of Vietnam, saying that the Afghanistan war is not like the Vietnam War. Your reaction in general to that statement?
I think that's correct. I wish that he had added one other thing, and that is that the mission that he's asking our troops to accomplish in Afghanistan is completely different from the mission that was given to the troops by President Johnson, which was basically to go out and defeat the Viet Cong and the North Vietnamese ourselves, and then turn the country back to the South Vietnamese. And that was a mistaken strategy. Afterwards, we actually, when General Abrams came in, we actually practiced counterinsurgency, and it worked. but it was too late because the American people had already given up on the war. That's something that people generally don't understand about Vietnam. So I wish that maybe he'd added that in, because there was a complete difference in the mission.
We have heard from the U.S. Army's field manual on counterinsurgency. It is reported that the U.S. Army's field manual says that it will take 600,000 troops to run an effective counterinsurgency strategy in Afghanistan. Is the U.S. Army's field manual correct? And if so, what does that say about President Obama's strategy of adding 30,000 troops?
That is an ideal figure. That's not what... That depends on what the local situation is and how much you engage the local forces, including forces that protect the villages. So just a pure ratio is really a symbolic target. In other words, ideally that would be what you'd like to have. But in practice, counterinsurgency has been carried out effectively using the local people with a much lower ratio of foreign troops. So in even a lower ratio of regular local forces.
What lessons from Vietnam do you think we haven't learned in Afghanistan?
I don't think we fully appreciate the political side of this war. We do understand that we need an Afghan government that really is representing its own people. But for 8 years, we really refused to press on that and try to get some reforms. And so now we've essentially wasted 8 years by a very uncertain kind of policy. As somebody said, we fought a war of 8 years, 1 year at a time. And the strategy kept changing. We would go into some areas and establish security, and then once that was done, we'd pull out and leave the local people exposed to Taliban revenge. So we didn't have a consistent approach. And very much there was something similar that happened in Vietnam, in the sense that we adopted the wrong strategy when President Johnson came in, which didn't appreciate the fact that the North Vietnamese were not going to quit and didn't appreciate the fact that the ultimate decider of the outcome was going to be the Vietnamese people out in the villages. Well, what's different in Afghanistan is that we have come to appreciate that, but we come to appreciate it very late. And so now we're starting almost as if we were starting from scratch.
So are you suggesting, and again on the line with us, Rufus Phillips, he's the author of Why Vietnam Matters, an eyewitness account of lessons not learned. He's a longtime CIA officer who led counterinsurgency operations in Vietnam. Are you suggesting that when the president says that he aims to start a drawdown of troops in 2011, that that is untenable?
I don't know that it's untenable. I think that if we can show distinctive progress in a couple of areas, and I would draw particular attention to Kandahar, where we've got to straighten out the governance as well as get the Afghans into providing security in a key province, which was the area of the birth of the Taliban, in which we are now losing. And so if that can be done within the next 18 months, then I think a small withdrawal of some troops is possible without affecting the overall mission. But it's certainly going to take longer than 18 months to begin to really turn things around in that country and turn over a majority of the security role to the Afghan forces.
What is your feeling about those who say we need an entirely a different strategy? I've heard from some folks, some observers say, you know, the fact that we are in at this point a somewhat occupational mode, if not full-on occupational mode, is actually creating more problems than it's solving, and that we need to fundamentally reevaluate the strategy to a more strike force kind of capacity to hunt down the terrorists, the individual terrorists that have caused us national security problems over the last 8 years. This was an argument articulated, for instance, by none other than Tom Friedman, not that he's the world's greatest expert, but in his column today, you know, he was saying we have to focus the mission more on hunting down the terrorists in that country than in nation building. What do you say to that?
I say that that's not realistic. And furthermore, that was a strategy that we were following in Afghanistan until we got to this point, which was that we were attempting to target key Taliban leaders and kill them with drone strikes, with bombing, and it didn't work. In fact, what happened was that it actually recruited more Taliban. And so the notion that we can somehow move offshore and do this at long distance without having any resources on the ground to give us timely intelligence, which has to come from the population, is simply unrealistic. It cannot work. And what we will be doing is simply withdrawing from Afghanistan and allowing the Taliban to come back in. And so the Taliban will then be occupying the key cities. And what are we going to do, start bombing the key cities?
Well, but that begs the next question then. At what point does this stop? In the sense of, if you can say, sure, the Taliban are bad guys, bad people, bad influence, but there's a lot of bad guys, bad people, bad governments all over the world. I mean, we've got major problems in Somalia. We've got major problems on the rest of the Horn of Africa. We've got problems in Yemen. At what point do we move to a containment strategy, more to a containment strategy than an occupation strategy? Because if you're going to say that it's worth occupying Afghanistan because of the Taliban, where do you draw the line and say, well, we shouldn't occupy Somalia and we shouldn't occupy... You get my point here. I mean, isn't it sort of a domino theory in that sense?
Well, we're not attempting to occupy Afghanistan. We're attempting to try to get a local government there on its feet sufficiently to hold the Taliban at bay, because if they come back in and establish an emirate there, a jihadist emirate, even though they themselves are not in favor of attacking the United States, they will harbor al-Qaeda, who is, and you will establish a psychological momentum that then reflects back into Pakistan, immensely strengthening the Pakistani Taliban in their struggle to take over Pakistan. So what you wind up doing is just simply destabilizing the whole region. And so that's why Afghanistan at this moment in time becomes a pretty critical area in our battleground against the extremist jihadism. If they win there, that's a huge boost to that movement psychologically everywhere. And so I don't think you can compare it with situations in Somalia or Yemen, countries where it would be extremely difficult for the al-Qaeda to set up some kind of headquarters, because they need effective protection from the population and from a country. And so that's why why Afghanistan remains a kind of cockpit for us.
So if I hear you right, we should be braced for a much longer scale occupation, if not occupation, then a much longer term presence in Afghanistan than many people think, the public I'm talking about, that the public believes that we will be there, that you're saying in order to accomplish what you've laid out, it's going to take a lot more time than just a few months.
Yes, in terms of some presence there, but it's wrong to label it as an occupation. It's not an occupation. If our objective is to try to help the Afghans take over their own affairs, then no more than you could label Iraq, where it is now, as an occupation.
Well, I guess it depends on your definition of if you're in a country for, let's say, 10, 15, 20, 30 years. I mean, I guess at that point it's a matter of semantics, but either way, I think the message is clear that it's going to take a lot longer, as you say, to accomplish what you've laid out. Rufus Phillips, he's the author of Why Vietnam Matters, an eyewitness account of lessons not learned. Thank you for your time this morning. Really appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
7:33 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're going to open up the AM 760 Progressive Dojo after a traffic update with John Turk, and I'll fill you in on where the Colorado delegation comes down on President Obama's speech last night. And keep this question on your mind, because this is what the top line question we're going to discuss. Although I have a bunch of questions up on am760.net or the J. Marvin page. Call us up, answer any of the questions you want. You can pick out any of them that we've laid out. And my first question is a political question. Obama people saying, hey, we should back the president. Hey, we shouldn't criticize him for escalating the war, even though he ran an anti-war campaign. All you people who are saying that, I want to know, honestly, I'm really curious about this. I want to know if you can look at yourself in the mirror and answer with a straight face that you would be saying the exact same thing if President McCain said exactly the same thing as President Obama, with exactly the same policy. By the way, I'm not saying that President McCain would say exactly what Obama said last night or would articulate the same exact policy. But it's a thought experiment. It is a thought experiment. If a President McCain had said exactly what President Obama said last night and articulated exactly the same policy, would all the people who are Obama supporters saying, hey, we got to give this president a chance, would you be saying that we have to give President McCain a chance, or would you be calling President McCain a warmonger? I've got my opinion on what you'd be saying. Curious to hear from you. 303-713-7600. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Thanks, Dave. You can imagine speeds are pretty slow. It's a nasty commute going on for us this morning. Speeds in the teens, maybe single digits on most of the major highways around town. I-25 full both ends from basically Cass Rock all the way up to North Glen. Both sides of the highway, several slide-offs up on 25 in the Fort Collins area. Multi-vehicle head-on rollover crash at 35th and Tower. That's a really nasty scene going on there. Also in Littleton, a crash on Highway 85 near Highlands Ranch Parkway, and that's been there for quite some time. But looks like there's lots of surface street accidents, too many to list, but do go really slow. Give yourself plenty of time to get to work or wherever you're headed today. Forecast, occasional snow in the morning, then snow likely this afternoon. Additional accumulation, about 1 to 2 inches. Highs in the low 20s, currently 19 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Not covered by a dental plan? Now you can be, for as low as $6.25 a month, thanks to Perfect Teeth. Visit or call one of their convenient locations today. Now's the perfect time for Perfect Teeth. Learn more at PerfectTeethDentalPlan.com. That's PerfectTeethDentalPlan.com.
If you've been looking for Pandora jewelry, look no further. It's now at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry.
That's Jared.
Life has its moments. Make them unforgettable with Pandora bracelets, beads, earrings, and charms from Jared. Jared has an outstanding Pandora collection, literally hundreds of items.
It can only be Jared.
Visit Jared on December 4th and 5th and get a Pandora jewelry box free with each $100 Pandora purchase. Available in most locations.
Independent Power Systems is an authorized distributor of Kyocera high-quality, high-performance solar electric systems and modules. And they're a proud sponsor of AM 760 Radio. Did you know that Xcel Energy recently reduced the solar rewards rebate again? Don't miss your chance to save up to 50% on solar. Call Independent Power Systems, the Coors Field Solar Experts, at 303-443-0115. That's 303-443-0115. Or online at solarips.com/KKZN.
This is John Elway. When it comes to vision correction, Icon LASIK has the most experience in Colorado. Icon uses the latest laser technology, including bladeless LASIK, at affordable prices starting at $4.99 per eye. All reasons why I selected Icon LASIK. You should too.
Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit iconlasik.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
Free leads?
Certainly. Let me get your name.
Call Sales Genie today to find out how to get 100 free targeted leads. 1-800-600-9721. That's 1-800-600-9721. 1-800-600-9721.
I'll pay you to read this book. The truth is, this book is so essential to surviving in this insane economy, I'll give you an early $1,900 silver dollar free just for ordering this book. Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metals investing firms. So why would Midas give you a free collectible silver dollar for ordering this book? Because you need to know the truth about surviving in this economy. With trillions of your tax dollars being handed out like bailout candy, you know this will impact your wallet today, tomorrow, and at retirement. This book explains it all. In fact, Congressman Ron Paul said this book is what every American needs to know. So while others are trying to survive this economic meltdown, learn how to flourish. Order your book right now, and Midas Resources will send you an early 1900s collectible silver dollar free. Call 888-600-MIDAS. 888-600-MIDAS. That's 888-600-MIDAS. Again, that's 888-600-MIDAS.
Attention, fellow Colorado residents. This is an important consumer alert.
The National Institute for Debt Forgiveness is a group of consumer lawyers and fellow Coloradans committed to helping you understand your legal rights and protecting you from credit card companies. Are you struggling with credit card debt? How different would your holidays be this year without credit card payments? Wasting time and money with debt settlement scams or filing bankruptcy are not your only option. The National Law Institute for Debt Forgiveness can give you a fresh start, and you don't pay them a dime upfront fees. In these challenging times, credit card companies are more willing than ever to forgive your debt for a fraction of what you owe. Call the National Law Institute now at 877-485-DEBT to learn how to qualify so you and your family can enjoy the holiday season in peace. Call 877-485-DEBT today to schedule a free consultation with one of their attorneys. That's 877-485-DEBT. Or visit them online at nationallawinstitute.com.
Sun 40 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk on a dark and stormy morning here. I am not in a good mood after President Obama's speech. We posted questions about President Obama's speech at am760.net. Click over to the J. Marvin page. Feel free to call us up, answer any of those questions. You can also shoot us an instant message answering any of those questions. My top line question is all the people who are saying, and it was across this network, AM 760 Obama Talk, AM 760 Progressive Talk. Did you catch that? AM 760 Progressive Talk. Even on this network, a lot of hosts were saying, hey, we got to give the president a chance. You know, hey, he's President Obama. It's first term. And my question is, if John McCain had proposed exactly the same thing, if a president John McCain was in office and proposed exactly the same thing, gave exactly the same speech, would the same people, the same so-called progressives, be saying, hey, we got to give President McCain a chance? Or would you be screaming that he's a warmonger? Kind of makes you think, doesn't it? A couple more stats about President Obama's speech last night. Obama's proposal to massively escalate the war, according to the Washington Post, would cost an additional over 10 years $867 billion, which is far more than the $848 billion that the entire cost of health care would cost in the Senate and House bills before the Congress. So this escalation will put the cost of militarism over 10 years as more than it would cost to make sure everybody in this country has health care. As I asked before, can somebody make the case to me that escalating this war in Afghanistan will save more than the 45,000 American lives that are lost every single year due to the health care crisis? Even if you ascribe all of the post-9/11 and post-9/11 terrorist deaths, terrorist-related casualties, and all of the Afghanistan war casualties for the United States together since 9/11, that's about 6,000 or 7,000 or 8,000 total deaths that could be, I guess, prevented in the future. In that same 8 or 9 years, About 160,000 Americans have died for lack of health care. So I'd like somebody to try to articulate to me how escalating the war in Afghanistan will save more than 45,000 lives per year, considering we'll now be spending more per year on the Afghanistan war than it would cost to make sure everybody has health care. Oh, and I'm told, okay, I think we got our times crossed. In fact, we are going to go to the phones, but first, I guess we got our times crossed here because of the time change. We have on the line with us Congresswoman Diana DeGette. Congresswoman, thanks for taking the time this morning.
Hi, good to be with you. Sorry about the time mix-up. It happens to me all the time.
Yeah, it happens because of the time zone change. Yeah. So your initial reaction to President Obama's speech last night?
Well, I'm glad he set a timetable for withdrawing from Afghanistan. I'm glad he's got a plan. I am withholding judgment on the details of that plan to see what it looks like, to see if, in fact, he can achieve the goal of stabilizing the country and training the local security forces so we can get out of there in 18 months. But as I say, I'm glad he's got a plan, and I'm going to review the details.
Do you support a tax to fund the Afghanistan war escalation to make sure it's deficit neutral?
Well, the president's going to have to do it in a deficit neutral way. The vote really won't come up until, I don't think it'll come up until the 2011 budget process. And as I stated in my release that I released last night, I'm going to be looking long and hard at what he's doing with these troops to make sure that that they really are achieving the ends of national security.
Let's talk about...
I'll just say one more thing.
Sure.
I do think Afghanistan's different from Iraq in that the Taliban were the ones that attacked us. But I think that we do have a national security interest there. But we need to make sure that whatever we're doing there is with the eye towards stabilizing the country so those women and children can go to school, so that NGOs can come in and try to build a civil society. But then we have to get out of there. We can't be an occupying force.
Let's turn to health care, because these two issues connect in terms of how much money we're spending. According to the Washington Post, the annual cost now of Afghanistan, the Afghanistan occupation with the escalation, would cost more than it would cost on an annual basis for either of the House or Senate bills to provide universal health care before the Congress. Is Congress going to have a difficult time justifying to the public why we should spend more money occupying Afghanistan than potentially on ensuring everybody in this country has health care? And a second piece of that question is whether that the sheer numbers, the sheer comparison, will make it more difficult to actually pass a health care bill.
Well, you know, I've got to say, I've said it before on this show, I consider myself to be a deficit hawk, and we have had to do some, you know, to save our economy last year, for example, with the stimulus bill, we had to do some pretty serious government spending. That has got to stop. We need to now, any program that we are going to embark upon has to be paid for. One of the ways we got into this mess was President Bush funded Afghanistan and Iraq as emergencies off budget so that we didn't have to have a budget neutral spending. And that has got to stop also. If we're going to fund Afghanistan, then we need to be able to do it from existing revenues somehow. Same thing with the health care bill. The bill that we passed in the House and the bill that's being considered by the Senate is not only deficit neutral, but the CBO estimates over the next 10 years it will actually begin to reduce the deficit. So that's a good thing, and that's good news. The other thing I'll say is I do not support an occupation force in Afghanistan. I support a targeted effort to stabilize the country, train the military, and get out, which was the part of this president's speech that I was pleased to hear last night.
I completely agree with you. That was the one part of this that I was pleased to hear about. My last question for you, what do you say? I mean, you meet with a lot of constituents, a lot of town hall meetings. I get the sense that there's a lot of people out there who say, you know, I'm looking at what the government's doing. The government seems to have no problem spending trillions of dollars, handing out trillions of dollars to Wall Street. Nobody mentions deficits then. The government has no problem, and especially the Republicans seem to have no problem saying we should escalate a war in Afghanistan, no concern for deficits. But all of a sudden, when something like health care comes down the pike, something that would actually help regular working Americans, all of a sudden, everybody's screaming about deficits. The average person kind of looks at that and says, you know, it seems like the only thing people care about, the only thing the government is willing to do, no strings attached, is hand money either to the military-industrial complex or to Wall Street fat cats. What do you say to that? And do you think that that is sowing a disillusionment about what the government can and should be doing?
Well, first of all, I think the issue of deficit spending is a very real issue. And as you'll recall, in 2000, when President Bush took over, we were in a surplus situation. And because of a combination of his tax cuts targeted primarily at the wealthy and the naturally occurring recession, then, of course, the horrible 2001 disaster, September 11th, we were plunged into massive deficit spending. And throughout the whole decade, people like me were saying, you cannot continue to fund these wars and to fund these tax cuts for the rich on the backs of working Americans and of our children. You can't do it. So concern about the deficit is not a new concern. And what happened when President Obama took over last year was, in January, was that he was faced with a crisis in our economy and two wars and a massive deficit. We're trying to unwind all of that right now. But it's not just health care that we feel like we've got to be deficit neutral on. It's everything. And I told the leadership last night at a meeting, if you're going to do a new jobs bill, it might make some sense to try to do a new jobs bill. We still have this, even though the economy is slowly getting back on its feet, we still have persistent unemployment. And I just had another relative lose a job last week. I now have myself two relatives who are unemployed. And so I see that from a very personal level. But if we're going to have a new jobs program, we've got to pay for it in some way other than just racking up the deficit. And I think our leadership realizes that.
Well, Congressman DeGette, please keep us informed on what you're hearing about the Afghanistan war and keep us abreast, obviously, of the health care issue. You are right in the center of that fight. Thank you so much for taking the time this morning.
Thank you. Take care.
Okay.
Bye.
7:50 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. So we messed up the times a little bit there. Was going to get to the AM 760 Progressive Dojo. I know a couple people are holding. 303-713-7600. We're going to be talking about Afghanistan, I promise, after a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave, and sorry about that. We were going on Eastern time, not Mountain Standard, so probably my fault in the scheduler. But anyway, traffic, booger for you. Single-digit speeds moving across I-25 heading into downtown. Also with those trying to get out of downtown as well on 25. Going to be full both sides, basically from Fort Collins all the way down to Castle Rock. Just brutal out there right now. Single multi-vehicle accident westbound I-70 near Ward Road. Also got a crash southbound I-25 just before you get to Interstate 76. Multi-vehicle head-on rollover crash still messing things up at 35th and Tower. Several surface street crashes out there. Too many to list. Denver highways are slick and snowpack. Flurries still coming down in spots around town. Your forecast, occasional snow on and off throughout the day. Additional accumulation, 1 to 2 inches. Highs in the lower 20s. Currently, 19 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Don't miss the big one. Kohl's biggest 50% off sale this Tuesday and Wednesday only. It's two full days to shop half price. Tuesday and Wednesday from 7 a.m. to midnight. The more you know, the more you Kohl's. Kohl's, expect things.
Following is the voice of someone reported software piracy to the Business Software Alliance. How was it working with the BSA?
Very simple, very easy, completely confidential. I think the whole phone call maybe took 5 minutes. They just asked a few general questions, and from there they sort of took everything over on their own.
Report software piracy confidentially by the end of the year, and you may be eligible for rewards of up to $1 million. Visit NoPiracy.com. Otherwise, call 1-888-NO-PIRACY. Also, you can use Bing or Google and simply input BS.
Save money with Bargain Watch at AM760.net. This week, get a $50 certificate to Rodizio Grill for only $25. Plus, tons of coupons from businesses all around town. Brought to you by Comcast. Click on Bargain Watch at AM760.net.
What you're hearing now is the sound of a peregrine falcon catching a field mouse. And now, an Asiatic cheetah capturing an elk. And finally, the sound of Dog the Bounty Hunter catching a convict who jumped bail.
Relentless ruthlessness!
An all-new season of Dog the Bounty Hunter premieres tonight at 9, only on A&E.
Independent Power Systems is an authorized distributor of Kyocera high-quality, high-performance solar electric systems and modules. And they're a proud sponsor of AM 760 Radio. Did you know that Xcel Energy recently reduced the solar rewards rebate again? Don't miss your chance to save up to 50% on solar. Call Independent Power Systems, the Coors Field Solar Experts, at 303-443-0115. That's 303-443-0115. Or online at solarips.com/KKZN.
This year, Napa has great holiday deals on gifts any handyman will truly appreciate. Choose from a durable 9-piece combination wrench set or a 42-piece SAE and metric socket set for just $9.55 each. The 42-piece socket set includes quarter-inch and 3/8-inch drives to help tackle any job. Stop by your local Napa Auto Parts store today and check out these great holiday deals.
Napa.
At about $1,045 an ounce, or the oil peaked at $145 a barrel and then came back down to $37 or $38. A similar type action can happen to gold, so you've got to have a strategy when you're in it, and we've got a strategy, so give us a call, Presidential Brokerage.
303-694-1600, 303-694-1600. It's the end of the year. You need a strategy, especially at the end of the year. 303-694-1600. Mike, talk to you tomorrow, man. Thanks for the good news.
Thanks, David.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7680. That's 888-352-7680. 888-352-7680.
Hello, I'm Jeff Scott, president of SolSource. Our Denver-based solar company has installed hundreds of solar systems for homes and small businesses throughout Colorado. Now is a great time to invest in a solar electric or solar thermal system. Start with a 30% federal tax credit, the current local rebates, and the lowest panel pricing in history. Combine all three, and you can earn a 7% return on investment in the first 12 months and lower your carbon footprint. Call us at SolSource for a free solar evaluation at 303-297-1874 or visit us online at SolSourceInc.com.
Coming up Wednesday on the Tom Hartman Program, if you owned a gun, would you be okay with your doctor giving information about your mental and physical health to a government-run health care database, even if it means you get better care?
Absolutely not, says Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America.
Really? It's going to be a rumble you won't want to miss. Plus, the rest of the news and your calls right here on the Tom Hartman Program, your radio support group for we the people.
It's the Tom Hartman Program, 1 to 4 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
756 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. All right, we're going to go right to the phones. Matt in Boulder. Matt, you're on AM 760.
Oh, is this Jay?
Yeah, it's Dave Sirota.
Oh, sorry, Dave. Dave. Yeah, your question about whether you thought it was hypocritical for people to support Obama in his speech last night versus if it were McCain.
In specific, people who protested the war and voted for Barack Obama because they thought he was an anti-war candidate, would they, and now they're saying, well, we should got to give Obama a chance, would they be saying the same thing about a President John McCain?
If they were protesting against the war, then they probably would not support McCain. But I got to say that, I mean, I remember clearly in Obama's campaign him saying that he would go in and finish the war in Afghanistan and
Right. He did say that. He didn't say he was going to double the troops there. He also said he was going to reform NAFTA. He also said he was going to close Guantanamo. He also said he wasn't going to extend the Patriot Act, and then he did that. I guess it's off perfectly fine. He's followed through on a campaign promise to to escalate the war, although I don't think he said he was going to double the troop escalation there. But, yeah, the whole argument that, hey, he's just fulfilling a campaign promise. Well, what about all the other campaign promises? Why is he only fulfilling a campaign promise that doubles down on George Bush's policies? Hey, Matt, thanks for the call. David and Bertha. David, you got about 30 seconds.
Hey, my mom used to always say, you don't really think things could get this screwed up by accident, do you? And President Obama has been given the biggest burning bag of dog poop in the history of presidencies.
Yeah, you know what the problem with that is, David? And I'm sorry I got to cut it short here because we got the national news. The problem with President Obama, he inherited this. And this is the same thing that jellyfish Mark Udall, the invertebrate senator from Colorado, said in his statement, which I'll fill everybody in on after the national news. The problem with this is President Obama repeatedly voted to fund the Afghanistan war and voted for to fund the Iraq war as a senator. Everyone seems to forget that. So him saying, oh, I inherited this, that's a lot of poop. See you later.
Hey there. Cool jacket.
Oh, thanks. My wife got it for me at REI. Perfect gift for days like this.
No kidding. Crisp winter air, lots of fresh snow, the sun is shining. Does it get any better than this?
Let's think about that for a minute. This is pretty much the best thing ever.
Yeah.
Just how great can the great outdoors be? Find out. Guarantee your holiday happiness by giving great gifts from REI. Hurry into your local REI store or shop REI.com. REI. Find out.
Magic Johnson for Rent-A-Center.
There's nothing more exciting than getting the good stuff for the holidays. That's why Rent-A-Center's got quality brand name merchandise with no credit checks, no need for layaway. Hey, check this out. They're even delivered same day, no extra charge. And your satisfaction is always guaranteed. Better get some wrapping paper. You've got work to do. Rent-A-Center, we make it easy to make it your own.
This is a rental purchase transaction. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
Holiday gift.
Give the gift you'd love to get. Give the Ovation Holiday Gift Set, a special holiday package at a special holiday price. Visit OvationHair.com and enter AM760 to receive a special 10% introductory savings. OvationHair.com.
AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Bob Fuzz, live on Capitol Hill, where top administration officials are trying to sell Congress on sending 30,000 more troops to Afghanistan, fleshing out the policy laid out by President Obama in a speech last night. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and Defense Secretary Robert Gates are telling senators defeating the Taliban and Al-Qaeda is vital, and Gates warned without more troops, the Taliban could win.
Failure in Afghanistan would mean a Taliban takeover of much, if not most, of the country, and likely a renewed civil war.
He said the troop buildup will be very quick.
The first of these forces will begin to arrive in Afghanistan within 2 to 3 weeks.
Many Democrats are deeply skeptical about sending more troops to Afghanistan, and while Republicans support it, they oppose the timeline of summer 2011 to start pulling them out. I'm Bob Fuss on Capitol Hill. Now with more CBS News, here's Frank Sedapan.
A young Marine based at Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, Sergeant Patrick Main, says the president's troop buildup is sure to help.
It's good because the more of us that are over there, the safer each one of us are.
Some old soldiers from other wars don't see it that way.
We got no business being there. It's not my war.
Let's pull out now. There's no weakness involved there.
9,000 Marines are expected to be the first troops in. CBS News military consultant Jeff McCausland says they'll go straight to the belly of the beast in southern Afghanistan.
Those are large, wide expanse areas, probably too big for the forces that are now there, and therefore we're going to reduce each individual unit's battle space by sending more forces there, maintain maximum pressure on the Taliban.
New emails are out, and they help fill in some of the blanks about what was going on before and after Tariq and Mikhail Salahi crashed a White House state dinner. CBS News correspondent Steve Cavan.
In a Friday, November 20th email, Michelle Jones, the special assistant to the defense secretary, tells the Salahis the state dinner is completely closed. The following Monday, the Salahis ask, which entrance should we go through? Jones responds, I haven't given up. Later, she says, still working on tickets for the dinner. In a Wednesday email, after the party at 1 a.m., the Salahis tell Jones they went to a gate to check and their name was on the list. You are an angel, the email says. Jones responds, "You are most welcome."
Us Weekly is reporting the latest twist in the Tiger Woods saga. Senior editor Bradley Jacobs tells the CBS News Early Show tapes of phone calls show Woods had a long affair with a Las Vegas cocktail waitress.
She talks about specific times when she was meeting Tiger. We have the texts, for instance, from October 18th, just 6 weeks ago, where he wanted to meet her in Newport Beach, and he was actually in Anaheim, just half an hour away for a big event.
The latest figures from MasterCard show that electronics stores did really well in November. Stores that sell clothing and luxury goods, not so well.
Electronics is the more popular product because of innovations in technology that's being injected into it. It's making the consumer want these products because they're new and they're making their lives better.
Analyst Marshall Cohen, the Dow's up 4 points. This is CBS News.
Right now, your Honda dealer encourages you to get out there and enjoy some great holiday traditions. If you're near Manitou Springs, Colorado, go test your arm at the annual fruitcake tossing contest. If you're near Lake Tomahawk, Wisconsin, go out to the field and play in the holiday snowshoe baseball tournament. And if you're near a Honda dealer, go save yourself some money, because this is when Honda dealers give some of the best deals of the year on lots of Honda models. Hey, you have your favorite holiday traditions, and we have ours. So see your Honda dealer now during Happy Honda Days.
Food for thought from Farmers. No one wants to think about all the things that can go wrong. But at Farmers Insurance, that's what we've been doing for the last 80 years. So today, our disaster response team watches weather patterns and developing storms so we can be first on the scene to lend a hand, a strong back, or even just a shoulder. To find an agent near you, visit Farmers.com today for auto, home, small business, and life insurance. And be ready for tomorrow.
Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. President Obama's troop surge for Afghanistan is not going over well with some fellow Democrats in Colorado. Congressman Jared Polis says the U.S. is wasting too much money and too many lives in Afghanistan.
Why do we have too many casualties? It's because we're occupying the country of Afghanistan, and this is a war that will last as long as we choose for it to last.
In an email, Senator Michael Bennett says he looks forward to hearing more about the plan in a Senate hearing today. The calendar says it's still fall, but it sure doesn't look or feel like it.
We've been getting 2 or 3 inches overnight, and I expect maybe another inch by noon today.
Meteorologist Todd Dankers with the National Weather Service says don't expect this snow to melt anytime soon. Temperatures are not expected to get out of the 20s until this weekend. In sports, the Denver Nuggets scored early and often. Carmelo Anthony had 25, Chauncey Billups had 22. And the Nuggets beat the Golden State Warriors 135-107. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where it's a miserable morning commute. I'm going to give you the slowest stretches. Southbound I-25 between Broadway taking you down to Colorado. As you're trying to get past DU, you're going to find speeds dipping down into the single digits. That stretch of highway between the tech center, or downtown and the tech center, going to cost you a half hour worth of drive time. Southbound 225 coming up on Parker Road all the way up towards I-25. Again, single digits. Another terrible slow ride is westbound 36 starting right around Pecos all the way towards Wadsworth. Single-digit speeds through that stretch. Multi-car accident westbound I-70 near Ward. We've got a crash southbound I-25. This is north of 76. Going to slow you up as you're coming out of the Thornton and North Glen area. Now, as far as the pavement conditions go, starting to improve a little bit as though all the cars are on the highways, but those bridges, ramps, and overpasses are going to be extremely slick. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a chilly day, as you just heard from Pat, with a high of only about 25 degrees. It's going to get really cold in the overnight. Cloudy skies and a low dropping down to 9. Currently, it is 16 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Let K&H Home Solutions show you how to stay warm and comfy this winter with special holiday pricing on their full line of quality windows and qualify for up to $1,500 in energy tax credits. It's easy. Just visit K&H at letstalkwindows.com. That's letstalkwindows.com.
Sirota is not your garden variety liberal.
David Sirota.
He's bright, he's intelligent, he is very committed.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Bye, bye, bye.
806 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. All right, we're going to open up the AM 760 Progressive Dojo. Set the stage for it if you're just tuning in. And we posted a series of questions about President Obama's speech last night about Afghanistan at AM760.net. Click over to the J. Marvin page, and you can read all the questions there. And feel free to address any of the questions when you call up 303-713-7600. Real quick, I'll just give you a taste of them. Post starts, again, am760.net, click over to the J. Marvin page. The post starts out by saying, just a few quick questions to ponder. After President Obama is announcing a massive escalation in Afghanistan, the very first, of course, being, shouldn't we be able to honestly answer these queries before mindlessly cheering on a deployment of more troops to a Central Asian war zone? Here they are in no particular order. These are just some of them. What percentage of the kids in the West Point audience last night will die because of President Obama's decision? Would you be okay sending yourself or a loved one over to face combat and potentially death for the mission Obama articulated, and I put mission in quotes, last night for Afghanistan? If not, how could you support sending other people to die in Afghanistan? That's an important one, folks. For all you warmongers out there, are you prepared to go over there and die? Why do so many pundits and pro-Obama activists continue to focus on how, quote-unquote, hard and difficult and trying this decision is for the president, rather than on how hard and difficult and trying this will be for the soldiers who are killed? Obama gets to go back to a butlered White House in Air Force One after making this announcement. Thousands of troops, including thousands of Coloradans, will be sent potentially to their deaths in the middle of Central Asia. Why is everybody focused on how difficult this is for President Obama? Where's the anti-war movement and the marches and the organizing and the protesting that was done against George W. Bush and his foreign and military policy? All of a sudden, that's gone. We're certainly not at the decibel level and new numbers that it existed under George W. Bush. Should we now believe that escalating the Afghanistan war at the same annual cost of universal health care will save more than 45,000 Americans a year? It's an important budgetary question. The Washington Post says the Afghanistan escalation will cost more than the annual cost. The annual Afghanistan escalation cost will be more than the annual cost of providing health care to every person in this country. So if national security is defined as saving American lives, please somebody try to tell me how escalating the war in Afghanistan will save more than 45,000 American lives every year. That 45,000 is the number of Americans who die every year for lack of health insurance, according to Harvard University. Which is worse, a stupid person like George W. Bush starting a dumb occupation, or a very smart person like Barack Obama following the lead of that stupid person and actually escalating that stupid person's original policy? That we're going to escalate the war to end the war refrain throughout the speech. Haven't we heard that somewhere before? Isn't that the we're going to burn down the Vietnamese villages to save them? Didn't we hear that before? And those who say that we're going to escalate a war, the way to end a war is to escalate a war, do you really believe that when the U.S. Army's field manual, newly released counterinsurgency field manual, says we're going to need 600,000 troops to run an effective counterterrorism strategy in Afghanistan? Do you really believe it? Do you really believe that President Obama is going to start withdrawing troops in 2011 when we just heard from an expert, Rufus Phillips, a former CIA officer, on counterinsurgency in Vietnam, said it's going to take much, much longer, when General McChrystal himself is telling our Republican Congressman Mike Kaufman that it's going to be at least until 2013? If Obama's Afghanistan war strategy about escalating a war to end a war was a self-help strategy for, like, let's say, alcoholics, wouldn't it be prescribing drinking more whiskey to stop drinking, and wouldn't we all laugh at that? Then why aren't we all laughing at this? And again, I'll go back to this final question. All the Obama files out there, I was listening to the radio yesterday on this network, I'm not going to say who I was listening to, all the Obama files, all the quote-unquote progressive talk show hosts, save for a couple, Bill Press, by the way, been very good on this, but all, most of the other progressive hosts saying, oh, we got to give Obama a chance. Oh, the left is being too mean to Obama. All these people who say they're progressive. If John McCain had said exactly the same thing last night, a president John McCain, if he had won the election, gave the exact same speech, articulated the exact same policy, would you be saying, you Obama files out there, would you be saying, oh, we got to give John McCain a chance? We got to let him try to do what he needs to do. The left is being too mean to President John McCain. Or would you be screaming warmonger? You and I know what you would be screaming. And that betrays a fundamental dishonesty, that there are millions and millions of people in this country who are organized more around celebrity Obama worship than organized around actual issues. If you would give John McCain crap for the same policies you're willing to give a pass to Barack Obama, then you are a dishonest person. That, or you are a sycophant. An obsequious sycophant. Go look up the word obsequious. That is what you are if you are willing to give John McCain crap for the exact same policy you're willing to give Barack Obama a pass on. So, check our website, am760.net. Look at this list of questions. Call us up. Answer any of the questions, 303-713-7600. And just last piece of business I want to clear up. I promise to update you on where the Colorado delegation is on this. We heard from Diana DeGette. She's saying she wants more questions answered. So she said she wants an exit strategy. She's not necessarily against what Obama said, and she wants more questions answered. Jared Polis coming out against this. Ed Perlmutter sort of in the Diana DeGette camp. Jellyfish Mark Udall. Really, I'm going to start calling him that. Our jellyfish senator, who knew that we elected an invertebrate? Jellyfish Senator Mark Udall issues a statement insisting that President Obama inherited the Afghanistan war. Mark Udall, who was in the Congress that supported all of the war funding for this. Barack Obama, who voted for all of the war funding for Afghanistan, insisting with a straight face that they inherited this situation. They had nothing to do with it. I don't remember Mark Udall standing up on the floor of the House when he was a House member screaming about how the Afghanistan war was so bad and using his vote to try to stop it. I don't remember President Obama voting against Iraq funding bills or Afghanistan funding bills. And yet, I'm supposed to believe that they inherited this. They had nothing to do with it. What a joke. What an absolute joke. An even bigger joke is the Colorado Democratic Party. Colorado Democratic Party stands with President Obama. The hacks at the Colorado Democratic Party send out a press release fully endorsing a massive escalation. Now, I know, they're the hacks of the Democratic Party. They sort of have to back, or there's an urge to back whatever their president said. But this is what I'm talking about. If John McCain was the president and gave the same speech, you'd have a press release from the Colorado Democratic Party calling John McCain a warmonger. So what we are seeing here is total and complete dishonesty. What do you think? 303-713-7600. All right, we're going to go to the phones. Let's gong in the AM760 Progressive Dojo here. All right, the AM760 Progressive Dojo is open. Go to am760.net, click over to the J. Marvin page, look at our list of questions, call us up, answer any of the questions I've posed. You can also instant message us. I'm going to read off a couple of instant messages in the next couple minutes here. AM760.net, here we go. Mark, you're on AM760. Hello, Mark.
Hey, David, how are you?
All right.
Good. Hey, firstly, I'm glad you didn't defriend me last night. I made a comment on your thread, and apparently it wasn't offensive enough to take the wrath of Sirota. But
you know what, man? I don't mind criticism or question. That's fine. But, you know, there are people on Facebook, they can behave in a way that is not friendly. You and I can be friends and disagree, but, you know, we can also disagree in a way that's not a friend.
Absolutely. I agree. Hey, you know, I'm not you put up a bunch of great questions this morning, and some of them are rhetorical. Some of them have substance. I think I would probably be on your first question about McCain. I'm going to be honest with you. I'd say he's a warmonger.
If he said exactly what Obama said last night.
Well, he doesn't have the eloquence to be able to articulate
that. All right,
if you got it in the ballpark, I'd be a little less offended. I know that we're in a situation we got to get out of, and that leads me to my question for you. What's the alternative? I mean, do we just pull out of there and let all hell break loose? We started a lot of this stuff. I mean, Cheney is responsible for Karzai being in there.
Yeah, it's a fair question, I have a two-part answer. The first part is, not to be evasive here, but the first part is, it's incumbent on the people pushing an escalation they are guilty until proven innocent. Or put it this way, the burden of proof is on them. It's not on those of us who oppose the escalation in the sense of first do no harm, right? I'm only saying that because that's the immediate rejoinder is, well, if you oppose the escalation, what do you want to do? Well, no. The real frame of the question should be those who are pushing a massive escalation at a cost that would cost more than universal health care in the United States is just one example. They have the burden of proof the overwhelming burden of proof to explain how this is such a great national security crisis that it would save more than 45,000 Americans a year. The burden of proof is on them. Now, I'm not going to evade your question, even though the burden of proof is on the people who are pushing an escalation. My answer is this. My answer is that you got to get out. My answer is that Afghanistan has been a problem for every single world superpower in human history, and that we are creating more terrorists there than we are eliminating, that we can have a strike force there to get rid of particular terrorists that are of particular immediate, imminent national security threat. I think that the argument, well, you're going to let the Taliban come back, and the Taliban are a bunch of bad people. Well, yeah, they are a bunch of bad people. So is the Saudi royal family. Okay, so is the Yemeni government. So are the warlords in Somalia. You get my point here. You can't suddenly say that, oh, the Taliban is so bad that we should spend more than it would cost to provide health care to every man, woman, and child in the United States to get rid of the Taliban. But hey, the Saudis? No problem. The Yemenis? No problem. The Al-Qaeda activity in Somalia? No, I don't got to worry about that. You see my point?
I totally get your point, David. But the thing is that, you know, talking about the 45,000 lives that are going to be saved and the cost of Afghanistan is kind of an apples and oranges setup.
It's only set up to articulate that this is not a cheap endeavor. This is a hugely expensive endeavor.
There's no doubt about it. I think that we need to do it very surgically and get in and get out. But my question still remains. The alternative, since we're in the thick of this mess, and we are in the thick of it, we've still got India that's pissed off at Pakistan. Pakistan has nukes. India's got nukes. We've got a rather loose cannon situation sitting over there. Afghanistan plays heavily into that. And I'm not by any means saying that war is the way to go, and we've got to get in and blow people off the map just for our own well-being.
Look, I agree that
you've got to look at the wider dynamic.
There's no good answer. I agree with you there. But my point is only this. Nobody has articulated an argument that is compelling that would say massively escalating is a so clearly, overwhelmingly better geopolitical, geostrategic, budgetary, and political idea, is such a much better idea than getting out. And my point is only this, that the burden of proof is on the people who are pushing an escalation. What I know is this, if we get out, I can articulate to you right now very clearly the very big benefits of getting out. The very big benefits. And they're undeniable. They would be long term. We would save an enormous, enormous amount of money. Over 10 years, if you think we're going to be in there for 10 years, 8 to 10 years, we'd save $1 trillion. That is absolutely enormous. That is not short term. We would not be creating nearly as many terrorists as we are creating now with our drone operations there, with our occupational force there. Those are very, very clear benefits. The benefits of an escalation, not so clear. And the burden of proof is on the people who are pushing an escalation. But Mark, I do agree with you. I do agree. We are making choices now, and no choice is a perfect choice. In fact, no choice is a good choice. I think we can agree on that. Hey, thanks for the call, man.
You bet.
821 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We'll get to more of your calls. And I'm going to play for you, because somebody earlier mentioned they think that there's an ulterior motive here. There's an ulterior motive. Something else is going on here. I'm going to play for you a very telling comment after the break that almost nobody picked up on from the White House press secretary about the Afghanistan strategy. And if you listen closely, suddenly you can kind of tell what's really going on here. We'll play it for you after a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. Well, I can tell you, traffic is a bear wherever you're headed, end-to-end on I-25 between North Glen and Castle Rock, both sides, basically single-digit speeds, maybe in the teens. You want to give yourself at least half hour, maybe 45 minutes an hour extra this morning to get to where you're going. The accidents out there, southbound I-25, just before you get to Interstate 76, three-car accident, northbound I-25 at Evans, and if you're on westbound I-70 out on the west end near Ward Road, multi-vehicle crash. Delays back to Sheridan. Also got a new crash northbound I-25 south of Hamden. Lots of surface street crashes out there. Chain laws in effect both directions of I-70 over Floyd Hill. Denver Highway slick and snow-packed. Please be careful this morning. Your forecast cloudy and cold. Possibility of light snow on and off throughout the day. Very little accumulation, though. Highs in the low 20s. Right now, 18 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
The Best Money Saver is back. The ebook 10th Anniversary Edition is now available. Save up to $20 on groceries from King Soopers, over $8 on Comcast On Demand movies, Copper Mountain and Winter Park 2-for-1 lift tickets, and much more. Buy an ebook, save money. And for every $10 book sold, $6 goes to support local schools and youth programs. Buy the ebook while supplies last at all Front Range King Soopers or eduproject.com. That's eduproject.com.
I'm Jeff Scott, president of SolSource. Our Denver-based solar company has installed hundreds of solar systems for homes and small businesses throughout Colorado. Now is a great time to invest in a solar electric or solar thermal system. Start with a 30% federal tax credit, the current local rebates, and the lowest panel pricing in history. Combine all three, and you can earn a 7% return on investment in the first 12 months and lower your carbon footprint. Call us at SolSource for a free solar evaluation at 303-297-1874 or visit us online at SolSourceInc.com.
Hi, I'm Kate with Cottman Transmission. Snow season is here and you want your vehicle in top condition. Proper maintenance keeps your vehicle on the road by preventing problems before they start. Schedule your free transmission check today. We answer our phone 24 hours a day, every day, and we provide pickup and drop-off to help your life run smoothly. For prompt and reliable maintenance and repairs, Cottman Transmission has two convenient locations, on South Broadway north of Yale and on Ward Road north of I-70. For more information, please visit cottmandenver.com.
Here's now. We even offer installation and financing. Visit your local Lumber Liquidators or call now for your free catalog. 1-800-560-9010. That's 1-800-560-9010. 1-800-560-9010.
Mario Solis Marriage.
Barack Obama calls for more troops in Afghanistan. We'll get reaction and your calls y mucho más.
Today at 4 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, talking about the Afghanistan war. Again, on our website, am760.net, click over to the J. Marvin page. A list of questions, unanswered questions from President Obama's speech last night. I hope if you like it, you'll copy and paste it into an email and send it to all of your friends. One question I didn't mention, which is on there, is about the White House's spin. You'll notice its spin is changing over and over and all around. And I ask, granted, tongue-in-cheek, but in the days and weeks after this speech, are we going to hear a new set spin from the White House saying, hey, at least an Afghanistan escalation holds out the possibility of making sure military combat casualties start outpacing military suicides? Is that going to be the new spin? Because they seem to be spinning all over the place with new reasons to justify a massive escalation. Check our website, am760.net. Click over to the J. Marvin page for the list of questions, and then give us a call, 303-713-7600, to try to answer any of them. I'm curious to hear your answers. Of course, the top one, my top political question, is all the people who are defending Barack Obama, who are saying we got to give him a chance, all these liberals out there on this network, on AM760 Progressive Talk, save for a couple. I mean, by the way, Bill Press, Keith Olbermann, they are keeping it real. And that's what we try to do here. I'd like to call our radio show the Keep It Real radio show. That's what we try to do. It's not about loyalty to parties, not about worshiping individuals. It's about the actual ramifications of real-world policy, whoever implements them. And my question, again, my top-line question in this list of questions at am760.net is, if you're an Obamaphile and you're saying, you know, you're a worshiper of Obama and you voted for him because you were in part like the fact that he campaigned against militarism and campaigned against adventurous wars. And you're also now saying, well, we got to give President Obama a chance. If President McCain had given the same speech last night with the same policy, would you be saying we got to give President McCain a chance, or would you be saying that he's a warmonger? My guess is the latter, which suggests that you are a dishonest person, if that's where you really come down. If you're willing to give up Barack Obama a pass on a policy that you would give crap to John McCain for, then you've got some real dishonesty issues going on in your head. That's my opinion. Now, we're going to go back to the phones, but as promised, I want to play this one clip. Everyone's been asking, you know, what is this really all about? Are there ulterior motives here? Listen carefully to this clip from White House spokesperson Robert Gibbs about what's really going on here in the White House's decision. Listen and see if you can hear it.
I don't think anybody...
having a technical issue.
...look themselves in a mirror with a straight face and say that this president hasn't in any way been anything but resolved to doing what has to happen in Afghanistan to make this country safe.
Okay, so there it is. Now, it's a little teeny throwaway line, but if you hear it, yeah, you can hear it in there, right? This is all about posturing. This is what it's all about. And if you listen to the Lyndon Johnson tapes that Bill Moyers played a couple weeks ago, it was the same thing. This is about a president who doesn't want to look weak, who doesn't want to be attacked as looking, quote-unquote, weak on terrorism. This is what this is about. When you've got an Army field manual saying that you can't run an effective counterterrorism strategy in Afghanistan with less than 600,000 troops, and a president putting in 30,000 troops, this is what's going on. This is a political act. This is sacrificing potentially 30,000 people so that Barack Obama gets to say, hey, I'm not weak. I'm not weak on terrorism. And you know what? That's the weakest move of all. And I know, I heard some callers yesterday on this, on AM 760 in a different show saying, I'm so tired of people saying that Barack Obama, it's not fair to say that he's weak. You know, we can't call him weak. You know, it's too mean to call him weak. Is it too mean? Is it? Or are there going to be thousands of Americans who die because of this? Do you really care about being mean to Barack Obama? More about being quote-unquote mean to Barack Obama than thousands of Americans who could die in a Central Asian quagmire with no mission whatsoever? Really? Are you really that soulless? 303-713-7600 is the number. Victor in Lakewood. Victor, you're on AM 760.
Hey, David. My name's Victor, and thank you so much for quoting President Eisenhower. That is such a beautiful quote. And I want to say that... President Karzai, he is very corrupt. His brother is a drug lord or a warlord. I don't know what the difference is in Afghanistan, but, you know, Afghanistan is producing a lot of drugs. And I would say that this war is mainly about God, which is gold, oil, and drugs. And it's a very bad situation. During Vietnam, it seems that there was rumors that body bags were being shipped back to the United States with heroin in them. I wouldn't be surprised if there is a strategy for moving all this stuff out of Afghanistan, the main crop.
Yeah, and you know, we haven't had anybody call up yet, and this is one of the questions, again, over at am760.net, click over the J. Marvin page. We have not had anybody call up and be willing to say that they are willing to die. They are willing, if they believe that this war is so important, that they are willing to go over to Afghanistan and die on behalf of defending the corrupt Karzai government. No, I haven't heard any single caller say that. I'd like to hear a caller call up and say that as you advocate for this massive escalation, as you advocate for sending other people to fight and die on behalf of the corrupt Karzai government, I want to hear how you think it's okay to push other people to die on behalf of the corrupt Karzai government, but you're not willing yourself or to have your family members go over and fight and die on behalf of the corrupt Karzai government. It's very important, you're right, to bring up the fact, not just about the military strategy for the United States, but the fact that there is not a reliable partner over there in the Karzai government whatsoever.
Absolutely. And we in the Green Party, we're going to be in front of the Capitol starting at 4:30 this afternoon protesting the war and promoting publicly funded elections, because I believe that that's the only way that we are going to get a responsible government that really is working for the people instead of for the corporations that are funding these politicians.
Well, keep organizing and keep at it, Victor. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Mick in Denver. Mick, you're on AM 760.
David, whitehouse.gov. Everyone should be on that today. I'll tell you what you just mentioned. I'd go over there and die if I had to. But here's the difference, that I am totally against what they're doing now to try to do a patchwork escalation that proven time and time again, particularly obviously in Vietnam, where I'm a veteran from and all, that it just doesn't work. Your author said 600,000 600,000 soldiers over there is the ideal number. No, that's really more a realistic number as far as I'm concerned, because I'll tell you, the psychology of the fighting man that, you know, that's on the ground, they don't see the people coming in. 30,000 is going to be nothing. It's a drop in the bucket. It's not going to do anything for the psyche of the people that are over there. That's how many times, maybe on an average three tours, Iraq and Afghanistan.
Yeah, see, Mick, that's what I'm saying. Even the 30,000 number, it gives away what this is about, right? I mean, I'm reading here from McClatchy newspapers, okay,
yeah,
about this 600,000 number, okay? And people need to really hear this. This is from McClatchy News. There are 68,000 U.S. troops and 42,000 from other countries in Afghanistan. The U.S. Army's recently revised counterinsurgency manual estimates that a counterinsurgency campaign in a country with Afghanistan's population would require roughly 600,000 troops. Now, that's why when you hear, you juxtapose the White House spokesperson saying, hey, we want to make sure everybody knows that we're tough on terrorism. And then you hear President Obama give a speech, say we're going to escalate 30,000 troops, not even close to the 600,000. You realize this is a political game. I mean, I'm not saying I would support sending 600,000 troops over there if we could even muster 600,000 troops. But my point here is, it actually, in one way, makes it worse that he's sending 30,000 troops over, because it can't be serious. It's only political when you look at what the U.S. Army's own experts are saying would be required to do the job that President Obama says that 30,000 troops
absolutely
supposedly can do.
Absolutely, David. And here, and here, really quickly, the point. The point being is that we have not learned from all of these ventures that we've gotten into and all. It doesn't matter what the political party, you know, that you're affiliated to is that as a people, we haven't learned. You've asked about where's the peace movement. We need to resurrect, you know, that skeleton and prop it up again and hit the streets now, because it's not only the lives of the people, which is absolutely our national treasure, is the life of our young people and all those kids that were sitting there in West Point. But the other thing is that we, number one, have a lot of tools that we can use, and we're not using them. We could prop up that government by improving the life of the people in Afghanistan, the people that are on the street, the man and woman on the street, put our money there, which would be a lot less if we're building clinics, if we're feeding people and all, and have a much smaller military force to train their police force and their army and all. But we're building the infrastructure up there that we should be doing here also.
Yeah, obviously. And you know what? Here's the point on that, another additional point on that, because you make a good point.
Yeah.
I've heard somebody say, you know, look, the fact is, two points on nation building, because that's what you're really talking about. There's two points on that. One, we need to build our own nation at home. We need infrastructure development at home that we haven't been doing. Two, you could even make the argument, we have not done a very good job of building our own local communities. How are we really going to build an entire nation effectively from scratch 7,000 miles away? I agree with you. We need there is a case to be made that we need to do that in Afghanistan, but we also need to do it at home. And to your even bigger point, escalating militarily, again, nobody has made a compelling case that that is going to win what this war really is all about. It's a war of hearts and minds. You cannot win a war against an idea at the barrel of a gun. You can't. Vietnam taught us that. Iraq has taught us that. When are we going to learn, and where is the pressure on President Obama to understand that? Wasn't he the master of hope and change? As I say on the website, am760.net, go over to the J. Marvin page, the list of questions. I hope you'll read it, copy it, and paste it into an email and send it to all of your friends. The last question, I'm confused. Is this hope, or is this change, or is this more of the same? Hey, Mick, thanks so much for the call. 837 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We'll get back to the AM 760 Progressive Dojo. Again, go over to the AM 760, am760.net, look at our list of questions, call us up to answer any of these questions. You know, my favorite of all these questions is a political question. All the Obama files out there saying, hey, we've got to give this president a chance. We shouldn't pressure him too much to get out of Afghanistan. If John McCain, and this is specifically not to the conservatives, but to the Obama people, if John McCain gave the same speech last night, a President John McCain gave the same speech and articulated the same policy, wouldn't you be calling him a warmonger? My bet is you would. So why aren't you putting the same kind of pressure on President Obama? Do you simply prioritize your worship President Obama over every other issue? Really? Is that what American politics has become? Because sometimes it's starting to feel like the two competing factions in this country are warmongering, crazy Tea Party conservatives who protest deficits for healthcare spending but want to deficit spend our way into an escalation in Afghanistan. And then on the other side, Obama worshippers who say we should just simply do whatever Barack Obama says we should do, even if it's a policy or a set of policies that doubles down on George Bush's legacy. That's what it seems like to me. What about you? 303-713-7600. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Dave, as you can imagine, it's a bear out there. This crash northbound I-25 just south of Hamden, causing major delays back around Catalina Road, even to Lincoln now. It's a struggle all the way from Castle Rock into Denver. Also going to be brutal in between North Glen and Denver, both sides. Multi-vehicle accident still sitting there westbound I-70 near Ward Road. Also one northbound I-25 near Evans. Three cars involved in that one. If you're out in Littleton, westbound C-470, got a crash at Alameda. Delays from Wadsworth as you travel westbound. Also a crash southbound I-25 near Lincoln Avenue. It's a brutal, nasty commute out there. Give yourself plenty of time. Hopefully we can see this thing start to loosen up a little bit, but still a lot of speeds in the teens and single digits as you're making your way around town. Forecast occasional snow likely on and off throughout the day. Additional accumulation, just about 1 to 2 inches. Highs in the low 20s, currently 18 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Ride the historic Georgetown Loop Railroad November 27th to December 30th. Experience Santa's Polar Adventure. Heated cars, free cocoa, candy, and cookies. A thrill for the entire family. Santa's Polar Adventure, 800-456-6777 or georgetownlooprr.com.
Where can you find the best Indian, Nepal, and Tibetan cuisine? At the Yak and Yeti Restaurant and Brew Pub. Family-owned, the Yak and Yeti serves lunch from 11 to 3 and dinner from 5 to 9:30, 7 days a week. And enjoy a weekend breakfast buffet from 7 to 10 a.m. at the Old Town Arvada location on Ralston Road. Visit their second location on 86th and Sheridan in Westminster. Dine in or take out at the Yak and Yeti Restaurant and Brew Pub. TheYakandYeti.com.
It's Juliana Rancic live on the red carpet with the winner of Entertainer of the Year, the Comcast Hollywood Triple Play. With me now, Shaquille O'Neal and Ben Stein.
Thank you, thank you.
So guys, what's all the buzz about?
This is the real deal for movie lovers.
Yeah, you get access to thousands of on-demand choices.
Ooh, fierce.
Plus the Hollywood Premiere Movie Pass,
which includes an additional 24 new release on-demand movies your first year. That's worth $150, Juliana.
Wow, sounds like a hit.
This is the biggest thing since you, Ben.
Comcast presents the Hollywood Value Plus Triple Play. With thousands of on-demand choices, lightning-fast internet, and unlimited local calling for just $99 a month for the first 12 months. Plus, you'll get the Hollywood Premier Movie Pass, which gives you 24 new release on-demand movies your first year. But hurry, this offer is only showing until December 6th. Call 1-800-COMCAST now.
New residential customers only. After 1 year, regular rates apply. Equipment installation taxes and fees extra.
You know what happens to flood-damaged cars? They're dried out, cleaned up, and resold. You should avoid these waterlogged wrecks. Make sure you see a free Carfax vehicle history report. Just say, "Show me the Carfax," or go to Carfax.com.
Hey there, cool jacket.
Oh, thanks. My wife got it for me at REI. Perfect gift for days like this.
No kidding. Crisp winter air, lots of fresh snow, the sun is shining. Does it get any better than this?
Let's think about that for a minute. Yeah, no, this
doesn't.
Is pretty much the best thing ever.
Yeah.
Just how great can the great outdoors be? Find out. Guarantee your holiday happiness by giving great gifts from REI. Hurry into your local REI store or shop REI.com. REI, find out.
Hi, I'm Sandra, co-founder of Discovery Outsourcing, a Denver-based professional employer organization. Discovery handles details of your workforce like human resources, payroll, and health insurance. Our large group healthcare plan is healthcare reform for small businesses today. If you have between 8 and 200 employees, find out how we can help.
Call Sandra at Discovery Outsourcing, 303-868-5257, or go to discoveryoutsourcing.com. That's discoveryoutsourcing.com.
This holiday season, Ace is offering big savings on the biggest names in tools. For a limited time, save 20% on power tools. Names like DeWalt, Makita, Shop-Vac, Black & Decker, Milwaukee, and Skill. Save 30% on power tool accessories and hand tools. Stanley, Irwin, Crescent, Nicholson. Almost every brand we carry. Now that's a value. Hurry in to Ace, the holiday helpful place. At participating Ace hardware stores through December 24, 2009, while supplies last. Not valid on sale items. Additional exclusions apply. See store for details.
Reform for small businesses today. If you have between 8 and 200 employees, find out how we can help.
Call Sandra at Discovery Outsourcing, 303-868-5257, or go to discoveryoutsourcing.com. That's discoveryoutsourcing.com.
843 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Just want to read a couple of instant messages. You can go to our website, am760.net, click over to the J. Marvin page, look at the questions, feel free to answer them by instant message or giving us a call. This is from Lisa in Denver. Usually love your show, David, but I'm having a little trouble today. I don't feel you're being fair. McCain and Obama are different in many areas. I agree with you that I would not feel the same about McCain if he had made the same decision. However, it's not because I'm delusional. It's because I trust Obama and I have faith in his motives. In my heart, I believe his motives are thoughtful and honest. Lisa, thank you for listening. But you have provided me with a perfect example of exactly what I'm talking about. And exactly, I guess, where you and I differ. I don't trust anybody's motives. And it's not even about trust. I don't care what Barack Obama's motives are. I don't care that he's a nice guy. I don't care that he's quote-unquote thoughtful. Just like I didn't care that George Bush was supposedly a great guy to have a beer with. And I think prioritizing, oh, he's a nice guy, so it's okay to send 30,000 people potentially to their deaths. I think that's incredibly, incredibly insensitive and ignorant. Are you really prioritizing your belief that Barack Obama's a nice and thoughtful guy over the real-world implications of his policies? Really? Because that's pathetic. That's the definition of cult worship, where it's more important that to people that Barack Obama may be a nice guy because he got a nice profile on NBC News or a nice profile in a magazine, that you think he's a nice guy, that means you would criticize John McCain because he's a mean guy over the same policies you're willing to give the nice guy a pass on? That is the definition of cult worship. A couple more instant messages here. Perry likes Jellyfish Mark Udall. He is our senator, our Jellyfish senator here from Colorado. David, thank you for bringing such logic to this insanity of escalation. This is from Barbara. I spent the entire morning yesterday calling the White House representatives here in Colorado, emailing them. Good. Everybody should be doing that. Jeff points out, I just made a comparison of the cost of the Afghan surge over 10 years to the cost of proposed health care reform over 10 years, which is invalid due to the fact that health care reform measures are expected to post a return of money for a net reduction in our national debt. That's absolutely true, Jeff, and I have pointed that out. I have made that point. As you say, I have made that point. My only point here is that the initial outlay for health care, $800 billion, will now be exceeded by the outlay for the Afghanistan and Iraq escalation, and that that's an important metric. All right, let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Mike in Denver. Mike, you're on AM760.
Mike?
Hey, Mike.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
All right.
Hey, I'm very disappointed in the Obama and the Dems. I'm a lifelong Dem, but, you know, this whole troop escalation, I mean, these guys need to grow some cojones or something. You know, I'm just very disappointed.
Yeah, it's a dark day, man. I mean, I think yesterday was a historic and dark day. The candidate of change, the candidate of hope, doubles down on a policy that George W. Bush, that is fundamentally George W. Bush policy.
I feel like Obama's losing is going to lose his base, and thus, you know, possibly hand this next election to the Republicans.
Mike, you're absolutely right. I mean, there's a new poll out that said two in five Democratic voters, self-identified Democratic voters, are not likely to vote in the next election, and it's because of things absolutely like this. Hey, thanks for the call. Jim in Denver. Jim, you're on AM760.
Is this for Jim?
Jim, fire away.
Yeah, David, Obama campaigned on escalating Afghanistan. Now, I'm not saying that means we have to agree with it, but you can't say, I mean, you kind of keep saying, well, he campaigned on being the candidate of hope and change and then the anti-war candidate and so on. But on this specific issue, he campaigned on
yeah, Jim. I don't think he necessarily fully lied. I think there was some misleading. I don't think he told us that he was going to double the troop levels in Afghanistan.
But we knew his priority was.
I know that. I know
Iraq and emphasize Afghanistan.
That's right. I'll tell you why. I'll tell you exactly why. The answer is, first and foremost, Barack Obama campaigned on reforming NAFTA, closing Gitmo, ending the Patriot Act, really getting serious about cracking down on Wall Street and on a public option. And on each of those issues, he has not followed through on his promises. The public option, he's wavered. All the rest of them, he has failed pretty blatantly. No, not so far. He has not closed Guantanamo Bay. He has said explicitly he is not going to renegotiate the North American Free Trade Agreement. He has pushed a Wall Street reform bill that almost every serious expert has said has been gutted at his behest. So it's not so far. So don't give me that. It's been so far. But secondly, hold on a minute. Let me finish and I'll let you go. Hang on.
Okay.
My second point here is George W. Bush campaigned on privatizing Social Security and campaigned on escalating the Iraq War. When he won, I don't remember progressives saying, well, I guess we can't complain about that. He won. He's just following through on a campaign promise. I guess we should just cheer him on. Go for it, George Bush. Privatize Social Security. Escalate the war in Iraq because you campaigned on it. You promised it. So I guess we should all just sit back and say nothing.
No, I you're being rhetorically clever.
Well, that's not rhetorically clever. Let me ask you a question. Did you oppose George Bush privatizing Social Security and escalating the war in Iraq? Did you?
Yes.
Okay, you
yes.
did. Did you think if somebody told you, hey, Jim, you can't complain anymore after the 2004 election. Sorry, you shouldn't be protesting Social Security privatization or an escalation in Iraq because, hey, George Bush promised that, and he won the election, so you should just sit down and shut up.
No, because I oppose George Bush.
Well, okay, that's my point.
Well, let me explain. I voted for Barack Obama. I disagreed with him on that issue, on escalating Afghanistan. But I agreed with him enough on the other issues to get my vote. Now, I will still let my voice be heard that I disagree with what he's doing. But to sit there and imply that somehow he's got ulterior motives or that he's doing something, you know, with lack of integrity or anything like that. You just disagree with them on a policy issue.
I'm not saying that he went out and campaigned and lied and said he was going to get us out of Afghanistan. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying here, though, is that I think we have a right, if you voted for him, you have a right to say this is not acceptable what he's doing. When you vote for one person and you are forced in our country, for better or for worse, to vote for one of two candidates or one of three candidates in particular presidential elections, it doesn't mean you suddenly forfeit the right to criticize the person you voted for, even if they promised you they were going to do one thing that you disagreed with. Secondly, I am saying that what Obama is doing is based on theories that are crazy and that in some cases are craven. I think his desire to quote-unquote look strong. I'm not saying he's being dishonest about it, but I am saying that you can hear it. I'm saying that motive to send 30,000 Americans to die for a president, in order for a president's PR shop to be able to paint him as tough, I'm sorry, I think that's immoral. Maybe you and I disagree. Thanks for the call. Let's get a traffic update.
Couple major accidents really messing things up, Dave. Let's start on I-25 as you're traveling northbound. Got one just before Hamden, Cantiline Road to Hamden, single-digit speeds. Got another crash up there near Evans, three cars involved. Also a multi-vehicle crash westbound I-70 near Ward Road. That's causing single-digit speeds and backups to around Sheridan. Still really sluggish out there as you're moving your way around the metro. Don't be surprised if you're running into speeds in the single digits and teens on most of the major highways around town. Also got a crash south. Found I-25 near Lincoln Ave. Forecast, cloudy and cold, possibility of light snow on and off throughout the day. Very little accumulation, though. Highs in the low 20s, right now 18 in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
We'll stand in enough lines this holiday. Pack and ship your gifts at the UPS store. We'll get you in and out fast and ensure your gifts arrive on time and intact. Visit theupsstore.com.
Want to add value to your home, lower your energy bills, and help preserve the environment? Best Way Insulation is a Colorado-owned company that can make sure your home is warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer. Purchasing insulation from Best Way can also qualify you for a federal tax credit and rebates from your energy company. For more information, go to bestwayinsulation.com or visit am760.net and enter the keyword insulation. Again, that's bestwayinsulation.com or am760.net, keyword insulation.
This is John Elway. I could have gone anywhere for LASIK, but I selected Icon LASIK right here in Denver. Icon has performed over 65,000 LASIK surgeries in Colorado using the latest custom laser technology. And Icon makes LASIK more affordable starting at $4.99 per eye. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit IconLASIK.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
This is Tom Harbin. Pianos and Pianos, a proud supporter of AM760, is offering piano lessons for only $19 each. Their state-of-the-art facilities offer grand and vertical pianos, teaching you the joy of playing, as well as learning to write your own music with the latest computer technology. Play all styles, including classical, new age, contemporary, gospel, and more. Just $19. Yes, that's only $19. Only at Pianos and Pianos. Call 303-933-9390. That's 303-933-9390.
I'm Jeff Scott, president of SolSource, a Denver-based solar company. We've installed over 30 solar systems for elementary, middle, and high schools in Denver and throughout Colorado. As a longtime educator myself, I'm helping teachers develop curriculum for children to learn more about energy efficiency and renewable energy. With new local rebates, federal tax credits, and grant funding, now is a great time for schools to get solar electric systems installed at little or no cost. Let us help you get solar on your school. Call SolSource for a free evaluation at 303-297-1874 or online at SolSourceInc.com.
I'm Kate with Cottman Transmission. Snow season is here and you want your vehicle in top condition. Proper maintenance keeps your vehicle on the road by preventing problems before they start. Schedule your free transmission check today. We answer our phone 24 hours a day, every day, and we provide pickup and drop-off to help your life run smoothly. For prompt and reliable maintenance and repairs, Cottman Transmission has two convenient locations, on South Broadway north of Yale and on Ward Road north of I-70. For more information, please visit CottmanDenver.com.
Network marketing. You need to listen to me now.
I have been challenged by a company to coach 12 candidates to a $5,000 per month income stream within 90 days. I've accepted. If you accept, you'll receive free coaching from me for 6 months designed to accelerate you in ways that only business superstars can. You'll discover that such abilities reside in all of us, waiting to be tapped. Success is a recipe. It's not based on talent, skills, or resources. When you learn resourcefulness in your business model from me, you can create and overcome any obstacles. I'm convinced. Are you? Call me now to apply for this trial. 304-0077. Sign up at my website, williamsumner.net. That's williamsumner.net. Call me now to apply for this trial. 303-904-0077. Or sign up at my website, williamsumner.net.
You see what happens, Larry? You see what happens when you...
This is what happens. I've been listening across the media spectrum and save for Keith Olbermann or Bill Press. You don't hear much from the progressive media world. Everyone's saying, oh, you know, let's give Obama a chance. You know, that's not what it's about for me. And at least you can say about this radio show, you don't get it on NPR. You don't get it on a lot of radio shows across your radio dial. We try to keep it real here. I'm not going to sit here and worship President Obama and say that because he's doing something, because he, Barack Obama, is doing something, it's good. I think that's a lot of nonsense, and especially on this Afghanistan thing. It's that kind of cult worship, I think, is pathetic. What do you think? 303-713-7600. We'll go to Marcus in Denver. Marcus, you're on AM760.
I have a question. How can you call someone who's a patriot who supports the president a cult worshiper?
How can I call somebody a patriot? I'll tell you exactly how. When somebody says that they would give a President McCain crap for the same exact policy that they will not give the same crap to a President Obama, it means that they are a cult worshiper of President Obama. It means they are vested in worshiping the individual and not about activism or support or opposition to a given policy. Marcus, if you can't understand that, then you should listen to this show a lot more or go back to one of the other sycophantic radio shows across the dial. Thanks for your call. After the break, we're going to check in with a UFO hunter, a Colorado UFO hunter, about these crazy killings of calves. And then we will get back to the AM 760 Progressive Dojo on Afghanistan. Stick around.
Hi, I'm Sandra, co-founder of Discovery Outsourcing, a Denver-based professional employer organization. Discovery handles details of your workforce like human resources, payroll, and health insurance. Our large group healthcare plan is healthcare reform for small businesses today. If you have between 8 and 200 employees, find out how we can help.
Call Sandra at Discovery Outsourcing, 303-868-5257, or go to discoveryoutsourcing.com. That's discoveryoutsourcing.com.
Hey there, cool jacket.
Oh, thanks. My wife got it for me at REI. Perfect gift for days like this.
No kidding. Crisp winter air, lots of fresh snow, the sun is shining. Does it get any better than this?
Let's think about that for a minute. Yeah, no, this
doesn't.
Is pretty much the best thing ever.
Yeah.
Just how great can the great outdoors be? Find out. Guarantee your holiday happiness by giving great gifts from REI. Hurry into your local REI store or shop REI.com. REI, find out.
Their children will receive this holiday season. Please don't forget these families in need. Give food and hope now by calling 1-800-SAL-ARMY. That's 1-800-SALARMY. Or go online to am760.net.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. The other shoe has dropped. Tiger Woods has issued a statement admitting to transgressions and that he's let his family down. The statement followed release of a cell phone message he left a woman who claims to have he'd had an affair with a golfer.
My wife went through my phone and maybe calling you. Please take your name off that. What do you call it? Just have it as a number on the voicemail. Just have it as your telephone number. That's it. Okay. okay, you got to do this for me.
CBS News correspondent Steve Futterman is live with the latest.
And Nick Tiger Woods gives no specifics as to what those transgressions are, but he does say, I have not been true to my values and the behavior my family deserves. John Moody is a PR consultant.
It was a good move that probably should have been made much earlier. What's happened is that rumor and innuendo ruled the day.
Woods says he's dealing with the situation behind closed doors with his family. He says those feelings should be shared by us alone. In the statement, Woods says there was no physical violence connected to last week's car crash, as some reports have suggested. Live in Los Angeles, Steve Futterman, CBS News.
Key administration officials are on Capitol Hill today to push the Afghanistan strategy unveiled last night by President Obama. We're live with CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss.
Facing skepticism in Congress, especially from Democrats, the top administration officials argued American security depends on preventing a Taliban takeover of Afghanistan, and more troops are needed. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton said they also need Afghan President Karzai to clean up his government.
The Afghan people, the United States, and the international community must hold the Afghan government accountable for making good on these commitments.
Defense Secretary Gates said the surge idea is similar to what it was in Iraq, to help build up and train the Afghan army so it can take over its own defense. Live on Capitol Hill, Bob Fuss, CBS News.
It was a positive report for the fourth month in a row. John Challenger of Challenger Grain Christmas.
In the month of November, employers announced 50,349 job cuts. That was the lowest total that we've seen since December of 2007.
But as good as that news is, says Challenger, it is tempered by the fact that employers are still not adding jobs to their payrolls. The global head of the UN's development arm says developing countries will need tens of billions of dollars every year to cope with the effects of climate change, such as floods and drought. It's become one of the most infamous goals in soccer memory. French star Thierry Henry sending the ball into the net with a big assist in last month's World Cup playoff against Ireland.
There's the handball by Henry.
And by the way, not just one charge, but twice. It's actually hit him on the arm, and then he's controlled it with his hand.
That's illegal under soccer rules, but the infraction was not called by referees, and France went on to qualify for next year's World Cup tournament. Well, now FIFA, World Soccer's governing body, says it's opening a disciplinary case against Henry over the handball. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 23. This is CBS News.
Blurriness, wavy lines, blind spot, these are all symptoms of a chronic condition called wet age-related macular degeneration, also known as wet AMD. It can develop quickly, and it's a leading cause of blindness in people 60 and older. Learn about your risk factors and find out how a retina specialist can help. Just visit amdawareness.org. And if you aren't seeing clearly, get checked now. Knowing the symptoms may save your sight. Learn more at amdawareness.org today. This message was brought to you by the American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech.
Wow, Moses Hummett.
It sure is.
I see you got Moe's pastrami coupon, too.
Seems like all his regulars did.
That's because Moe emails his coupons with Constant Contact now.
Lots of pastrami fans.
Mm-hmm. It's like one big family brought closer by pastrami.
Very profound.
Yeah, it's poetry.
Not quite.
Email marketing from Constant Contact helps you create professional newsletters. It's easy, and plans are as low as $15 a month with a free 60-day trial. Get your business humming with ConstantContact.com.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. Mixed reactions this morning to President Obama's speech announcing the deployment of another 30,000 troops to Afghanistan. Democratic Congressman Jared Polis says he's against the idea because it does not address terrorism. Republican Congressman Mike Kaufman says the president's plan focuses more on withdrawal than on victory. Boulder's new open enrollment system is apparently a victim of its own success. So many people tried to go online to sign their children up for different schools in Boulder that the computer system crashed.
We saw the system come back down within about half an hour to 45 minutes into it. We got things back up and running, and it came down again.
Mike Wilcox with the Boulder Valley School says parents can still go to the district office and fill out the paperwork to open and enroll their kids, but he hopes to get the online system working by this afternoon. In sports, the Nuggets beat up on the Warriors last night, 135-107. The Avs are in Florida tonight to play the Panthers. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where this morning's commute
very late to recover today. We're seeing serious delays for southbounders on I-25 making your way underneath the bridges. In fact, speeds are going to be down into the single digits as you're making that approach to DU. That drive between downtown and the tech center going to cost you at least 30 minutes right now. Checking on those CDOT cameras, eastbounders on 270, very slow across Commerce City. In fact, your speeds are going to dump into the single digits. They're still mopping up that accident westbound I-70 near Ward. That's causing some delays. Northbounders on I-25 feeling a little bit of relief as you're coming out of the tech center, but it will start to bog down on that approach to Hamden. Break loose for just a second, then you'll tap your brakes at Evans. We had an earlier three-vehicle accident that was off to the left shoulder there. In fact, all around the metro, speeds are going to be a lot slower than usual. The pavement is still very slick in spots, and it sounds like some of those bridges, ramps, and overpasses all around the metro have yet to be plowed or have sand dropped on them, so everybody's going to have to go slow, and then they're coming up on the highway, kind of spinning around. So do factor that in at the tail end of this morning's commute. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a chilly day, high of only around 25 degrees. In the overnight, it's going to get very cold, dropping down to single-digit temperatures. Currently, it is only 19 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Are you... Winter driving, it's just not normal. When there's ice and snow, take it slow. Along with slippery streets and highways, huge snow plows are often out there trying to keep the roads clear. Snow plows are large and powerful, maneuver slowly, and plow far and wide. Very wide. Slow down when approaching a snow plow. They're likely traveling slower than the posted speed limit. Also, don't tailgate or stop too close behind because they frequently back up, especially at intersections. A snowplow driver's view is restricted, so never assume that the driver sees you. Plows can also throw up a cloud of snow that can cause whiteout conditions and reduce visibility to zero, so use extreme caution when passing. In fact, the road behind a plow will be safer for you to drive on. If you do pass, watch out for plow blades. They're not only on the front of the plow, but a wing plow may project from the side of the truck. Best advice, ice and snow. Take it slow, especially around snow plows.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
On AM 760 Progressive Talk, I'm David Sirota here on a dark and stormy morning. Although I guess the snow is letting up. We'll take a little break from our discussion of the Afghanistan escalation. Just a quick check-in with Chuck Zukowski of Colorado Springs. He's a leading UFO chaser here in Colorado. His website, ufonut.com. We're checking in with Chuck because of this series of stories about strange and mysterious cow mutilations in southern Colorado. Just wanted to see what's going on with that, what you found. Chuck, thanks for taking the time this morning. All right, you've been to some of the sites of these mutilations. Tell us what you found.
Hey, good morning to you. Actually, this would be the fourth investigation I've done this year. I did three earlier in March down, it would be Walsenburg, Trinidad area. And this last one, which was the week before Thanksgiving, was in the town of San Luis, which is, I guess, the oldest town in the state of Colorado. And what's interesting about this last one is I rolled up on the fourth animal that he had mutilated at that site within 3 weeks. So this particular mutilation, there was actually four of them total. And they all four were very similar to a previous investigation that I did back in March in the Trinidad area, the Miller.
And most experts have said that this is probably not the work of animals, a predator animal, a wolf, for instance. What's your theory on what's going on here? I mean, in the stories about this, you know, police officials and ranching experts have said they're mystified by this.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this is an event, a phenomenon that's going on since 1967. First started out here in the San Luis Valley with, actually it was Lady the Horse, not Snippy. But, you know, this is a very, very cold case. No one's been, you know, found, tried, convicted of, doing these mutilations. And this is definitely, you know, monetary loss for the ranchers. What happens and how ufology gets involved in this, it's not so much that ranchers think that UFOs or aliens are doing this, it's an unknown death. And as ufologists, you know, we deal in paranormal, anything other than obviously the normal circumstances that goes on to with any type of event that happens to a person. So, you know, we get involved in this. Very, very interesting stuff. Between, I guess, all four of the ranchers that I've talked to personally, they probably have close to 180 years of ranching experience between all four. These guys really know their stuff about the animals and the ranches that the animals graze on. So if they see something that is very, very unusual, a death occurring with their animal, you know, it scares them.
Yeah, and I understand that. I mean, as a personal story, I was up in Montana in 2002, and we found, I was on a ranch of my friend Brian Schweitzer, now the governor up there, and we found a mutilated cow, or it was a calf, I guess, and Brian's been ranching forever and said, this is absolutely bizarre, and it ended up getting written up in the New York Times because it was so bizarre. The craziest thing that happened to me, I swear to God this is true. I swear to God. We took pictures of it. I was there with a friend of mine, and we took pictures of it, and then we proceeded on the next couple of days, went to go for a hike in Glacier National Park, and he left his camera in the car. And I'm not kidding. When we came back to our car, we had overnighted in Glacier. When we came back to our car had been broken into. Everything had been left except the camera. The camera was gone. It was really, really weird. I mean, do you think that... Are people taking seriously the idea, I guess law enforcement and official government agencies and ranchers, are they taking seriously the idea that this could be something really genuinely out of the ordinary, if not into the paranormal, as you said?
Well, you know, I think it pretty much depends upon the deputies or the law enforcement individuals that you've talked to. I talked to a couple of law enforcement individuals back in March, discussing the cases back then, and I went ahead and traded a lot of my information and the lab results back with them because they were actually case reports filed. This particular instance with the Castilla County Sheriff's Department, I've left a couple of messages with them, and they haven't got back to me. I'm not saying they're not serious. They could be absolutely serious about it and just be busy. And I'm also a reserve deputy out here in El Paso County, so I do understand the importance of dealing with you know, the human aspect first before you deal with, you know, the animal aspect. And really, animal mutilations probably fall more within a misdemeanor if they find someone doing it rather than a felony if it was a human that was killed. But I do believe, talking with other law officials, that, they are very, very quite serious about it. They need to find out, you know, who's obviously trespassing on this property. And this is isolated property, too. It's not like, you know, someone's backyard. A lot of these mutilation cases, you've got to go 6 to 12 miles into, you know, a rough terrain to where the animals are grazing. So it's not college kids and it's not...
Right. Whatever did this is like a pretty serious operation. That's absolutely true. Chuck Zukowski, he's of Colorado Springs, a UFO hunter. His website, ufonut.com. Again, ufonut.com. We're going to post a snippet of his video up at am760.net on our website at the J. Marvin page. You can check it there as well. Chuck, thank you so much for taking the time this morning, and please do us a favor. Keep us informed of anything you find on this weird series of stories of the cow mutilations and anything else that you're tracking. We'll have you back on when you've got an update, okay?
Oh, absolutely, and I'd appreciate it if you swing by my website and then, you know, leave a comment on the cattle mutilation case that you investigated, because we're trying to, you know, to get everything and all this.
Yeah, for sure, sure. Again, Chuck's website is ufonut.com. He's a UFO hunter here in Colorado. Hey, thanks for taking the time this morning.
Oh, my pleasure.
All right, take care. 9:14 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're going to reopen the AM 760 Progressive Dojo now, talking about the Afghanistan buildup, getting a lot of instant messages from folks. Some people are really, really pissed off at me. I love this one. This is my favorite one. This is from Virginia. I'm an old lady, but I want to say shut the F up. David is not understanding what some of us feel. I trust Obama. And if you wanted to just prove exactly what I'm talking about, this is the cult worship. It's one thing to say that you support the policy that Obama is pushing. And that if John McCain was president, you would have supported him doing the same exact thing. That's one thing to say. It's another thing to say that you would have given crap to John McCain if he was president, or George Bush if he was president, if he gave the same exact speech as President Obama yesterday with the same exact war escalation policy, that you would have given crap to a Republican president for that, but you're willing to give President Obama a pass because you quote-unquote trust him. That's the definition of hero or cult worship. That's the definition of being a sycophant, somebody who is organized around the worship of an individual. Another instant messenger sends us an instant message. And again, go to am760.net, the J. Marvin page. We've got a list of questions, unanswered questions, about President Obama's speech. Hope you'll take a look at it. Feel free to call us, 303-713-7600, and answer any of the questions up there about the speech. And if you like that list of questions, copy it and paste it into an email and send it out to as many folks as you can. One instant messenger has sent an instant message saying, what would it take for you to support more troops in this war or another war? Well, here's what it would take. It's pretty easy. I would want to take a look at how much money it would cost and how many lives, within a realistic estimate, how many American lives a buildup of troops, a war, would save. So the casualties it would invoke plus the amount of lives it would save. Now, when you take a look at the Afghanistan buildup, and this is a really, really important point, and by the way, then I would want to compare it with what you could use the money on to save lives in another way. When you take the Afghanistan buildup and you just look at it that way, I want you to just think about this for a second, okay? Even if you ascribe every terrorist-related American death on and since 9/11 solely to Afghanistan, which is, I think, kind of crazy. But even if you do that, every single terrorist-related death on and since 9/11 solely to Afghanistan, and then you add in all American casualties in Afghanistan, you're looking at no more than 8,000 Afghanistan-related American deaths since 9/11. Now, compare that to healthcare deaths. Even if you use the lowest figure of 18,000 health insurance deaths a year, 18,000 people dying a year for lack of health insurance, you are looking at 162,000 American casualties from the healthcare crisis in the same time. I just compare it to healthcare because the cost of the Afghanistan escalation will now cost more than what it would cost to pass a universal healthcare bill, more than the cost of either the Senate or House healthcare bills. So just as one example. So over 8 years, the largest, most inflated estimate of Afghanistan-related American deaths is 8,000, including 9/11 itself. The lowest estimate of healthcare deaths in this country for the same amount of money is 162,000 American casualties. Now let's project that forward. Even if you insist that there will be three 9/11s every year, three 9/11s every year without the continued prosecution of the Afghanistan war, you're looking at 9,000 Afghanistan-related American deaths a year. Now compare that again to the lowest estimate of 18,000 healthcare deaths a year, and you get the point. That's how you compare apples to apples. That's how a rational country would make a decision whether to send troops or not send troops into a war. You say, okay, national security means the security of Americans, preventing American death, right? That's what national security is. So let's see, how much will building up a war cost us and save us in terms of lives versus how much would taking that finite amount of money and putting it into something else, how many lives would the something else save? And if there was something else that could save a lot more American lives, that could protect America's national security more, then I wouldn't be for sending in troops, creating wars, and escalating wars. That's how I would do it. You know why? Because that's a common sense way of doing things. That's a rational way of doing. That's not ideological. That's empirical. You look at the data and you decide, we have to save as many lives as possible. That's national security. Nobody has made a compelling case that spending $100 to $120 billion a year on an escalation of the war in Afghanistan will save more money, more American lives than spending that money on something like, as just one example, healthcare. So I think when people say this is in the national security interest of the United States, I say it's exactly the opposite. We are endangering our national security because that is money, not to mention American lives, that is not being spent in a way that could increase our national security, that could prevent more American death here at home and across the world. What do you think? 303-713-7600. We'll open up the AM760 Progressive Dojo. I know a lot of you are holding. A lot of you are waiting to yell at me. I'm getting a lot of instant messages, people being mad at me for criticizing President Obama as if I'm somehow being disloyal. You know what? And as I say, we keep it real here on AM760. At least this show does. Okay? You can go listen to NPR if you want to learn about the bark beetle. You can go click around to the other right-wing stations if you want to hear straight-up warmongering. But here, this is not a place of worshiping individuals. We talk about real issues, real facts. Bring it into the dojo, and if you don't like it, change the frickin' channel. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Dave, still a mess out there if you're trying to get around the metro. Single-digit speeds and speeds in the teens on all the major highways in and around Denver and Boulder. Also, several slide-off accidents reported on 25 up near Fort Collins. New crash, spin-out accident westbound 6th Avenue near Sheridan. That's causing some problems from 25 all the way to the site of that crash. 25 going to be busy from Castle Rock all the way up to Northland on both sides. Pretty heavy for us. Denver Highway, slick and snow-packed. Flurries still coming down in spots around the city. Your forecast today, occasional snow. Then this morning, likely snow this afternoon as well. Additional accumulation, just about 1 to 2 inches. Look for a high around 22, currently 19 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
If you've been looking for Pandora jewelry, look no further. It's now at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry. That's Jared. Life has its moments. Make them unforgettable with Pandora bracelets, beads, earrings, and charms from Jared. Jared has an outstanding Pandora collection, literally hundreds of items. It can only be Jared. Visit Jared on December 4th and 5th and get a Pandora jewelry box free with each $100 Pandora purchase. Available at most locations.
What you're hearing now is the sound of a peregrine falcon catching a field mouse. And now, an Asiatic cheetah capturing an elk. And finally, the sound of Dog the Bounty Hunter catching a convict who jumped bail.
Yeah, relentless ruthlessness.
An all-new season of Dog the Bounty Hunter premieres tonight at 9, only on A&E.
Magic Johnson for Rent-A-Center.
There's nothing more exciting than getting the good stuff for the holidays. That's why Rent-A-Center's got quality brand name merchandise with no credit check, no need for layaway. Hey, check this out. They're even delivered same day, no extra charge. And your satisfaction is always guaranteed. Better get some wrapping paper. You've got work to do. Rent-A-Center, we make it easy to make it your own.
This is a rental purchase transaction. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
Winter driving can be a real challenge. If there's ice and snow, take it slow. Even if you have an SUV with four-wheel drive, it doesn't mean you'll be able to stop any faster or maintain control any better once you lose traction. Four-wheel drive may get you going faster, but it won't help you stop any sooner. No matter what type of vehicle you're driving, accelerate gradually and avoid abrupt steering maneuvers that could cause you to slide. Allow extra distance between you and the vehicle ahead. It takes more time and distance to stop in adverse conditions, so when you need to slow down or stop, if you have anti-lock brakes, depress the pedal and let the brakes do the work. Don't pump them yourself. If roads are slippery, turn off the cruise. Keep your own feel for the road. And before you leave, check road conditions. Safe drivers know the weather and they know their limits. If the weather's bad, stay where you are until conditions improve.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
Tom Tom, with just a few taps of the screen, Tom Tom quickly finds the most efficient route and guides you there with clear spoken directions. Tom Tom, go confidently.
924 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're going to go to the phones now. Getting a lot of instant messages. Go to AM760.net. I posted a series of questions that are still unanswered about President Obama's speech about Afghanistan. AM760.net. Click over to the J. Marvin page. Call us up. Answer any of the questions you want or send us an instant message as well. Again, they're on our website, AM760.net. All right, we're going to go over to the phones now and see if people want to yell at me. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Evan in Denver. Evan, you're on AM760. Hello, Evan.
Oh, hey, got me.
Hey there.
You know, I feel like this is sort of unfair, and let me finish here. I am a Democrat. I did vote for Obama, but I really feel like he's following through not on a Bush policy, but this is a nonpartisan American policy. America has a grand tradition of capitulating to big business, and the money that's being spent on the Afghan war, just for the war industry alone, is a drop in the bucket. Until we're willing to discuss, say, for example, the board of directors of the major corporations who are dominating the privatized nation building in Afghanistan, we're not going to have a real dialogue about this. The whole terrorism, that's just a blank check excuse that they can bandy about. National security is a blank check excuse they can bandy about. It's really about who are these corporations who are heavily invested in finishing what they've started with the privatized nation building in Afghanistan.
Yeah, and I don't just think it's the nation building either. I mean, there's all talk of pipelines from the Caspian Sea.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And that stuff's real. And you're right. It never gets talked about. It doesn't get talked about at all. I mean, here's the thing. That's why, you know, it rips away all of the other arguments. My favorite dishonest argument of all the dishonest arguments is, well, the Taliban are terrible. They're bad people. And that's why we have to spend $120 billion a year or $100 billion a year on an occupation of Afghanistan, because the Taliban are bad people who like other bad people. The problem, if that was really what was going on, we would be invading Somalia. We wouldn't be allied with Saudi Arabia. We would be invading Yemen. We would be invading all sorts of other countries. And I don't hear anybody saying that. And then you've got to ask, well, why? Why Afghanistan? And then you start asking really scary questions about the pipeline from the Caspian Sea to the Middle East.
And the Carlyle Group.
To the people
who have basically been running the show for all of the global empire expansion in this country going back 25, 30 years.
This is
a waste of time to talk about patriotism or terrorism or Obama following through with Bush's policy. This is an American policy. In America, if it is profitable, it is moral. And that is the law of the land, and that is what we've been taught since we were children.
Yeah, and the problem is that it's profitable for a smaller and smaller elite, a multinational corporate, global corporate elite. And, you know, the thing is, Evan, you're making a really important point, and people don't want to talk about that. And that's why I keep trying in some ways to bring it back to dollars and cents, right? We got 1 in 4 kids who are now on food stamps. We've got unemployment up above 10%, and the real number is probably up near 17 or 18%. We have a healthcare crisis, and we've got both parties, through the president and through congressional Republicans, joining forces to spend more on an Afghanistan occupation than on dealing with those problems. And when you start asking the real questions about why, and you dig through the nonsense about patriotism and terrorists and national security, because if it was about terrorists and national security, we'd be in Somalia, we'd be in Yemen, we'd be in Saudi Arabia, right? The 9/11 terrorists were Saudi Arabians who formed a cell in Germany and then came to the United States. If we were really talking about terrorism and national security, we'd be talking about all that. So when you start asking the real questions, you're right. The frightening answers, the answers that we don't want to talk about corporate power, global empire, global corporate and capitalist empire, those start coming to the forefront. Hey, thanks for bringing it up. Thanks for your call, man. Really appreciate it. Let's go to Bruce in Denver. Bruce, you're on AM760.
Good morning, David.
Morning.
I just wanted to make a quick point about the previous caller led into it, and you started talking about it. The people that voted for Obama in the Democratic Party voted for change from the DLC brand of Democratic leadership that the Clintons brought in the mid-'80s, which was the big money, big corporate strategy of, you know, to get the Democrats back in power. That worked for the Clintons back in the 90s, but it, you know, guys like Larry Summers, most of the leaders that are in the Democratic Party in Congress and stuff today are part of that DLC wing. And you could see it in the administration. The people that are actually running the country are mostly Clintonistas, including Hillary herself as Secretary of State. You got Larry Summers as the Chairman of Economic Advisors. Bernanke and Geithner, they're all Wall Street bankers that were, you know, responsible for the mess that we're in. And these guys are tied in to all that corporate money. And when we voted for Obama, it was a clear break from that.
Yeah, I think, and here's the problem, is that in the minds of many voters, it was a clear break. But, and I was criticized for this way back. I was criticized for this. I brought all of this up, the fact that he had effectively mobbed himself up with a lot of these Wall Street insiders, with a lot of these Clintonistas, with a lot of these split-the-difference conservadems during his campaign and even prior to his campaign just as a senator. And people said, oh, you're being too mean to Obama. And, you know, during the campaign, I wrote columns that were at times very, very supportive of Obama. I wrote other columns at times that were pointing out exactly what you said. And the problem was, in the minds of voters, Barack Obama sold voters on real significant change. It is not possible, or it is dishonest, to insist that what we heard, as just one example, last night, doubling down on George Bush's policy, it's not really possible or honest to insist that that's change. Now, you can support it, but it's not change. It's not even close to change. It's the antithesis of change. And I think, Bruce, I think you're right. I think people are going to feel disillusioned. That's why you see a new poll out last week showing that 2 in 5 Democratic voters, self-identified Democratic voters, are saying they're not likely to even vote in the next election. I'm not saying they're going to vote against Obama, but they just might not show up. This is what happens. In fact, you know what? Just to honor what you've brought up, I just want to play this sound because it's an important sound clip. This is what happens.
Larry, you see what happens when you f***?
That's what happens when we don't pay attention and we simply accept sloganeering instead of looking at what these people really represent. And Bruce, I mean, I wonder where you come down. Are you saying you're going to vote against Barack Obama in the next election? Is this push you kind of over the cliff?
No. What it does is make me realize that we've got the issue has not. Okay, part of the problem is we focus on the president. The president of either party, it's the big man, it's the media soundbite, the 10-second soundbite. We elect a great leader. I don't care if it's Reagan or Clinton, Obama, whoever
right.
It is.
Doesn't matter what the party is,
right.
Exactly.
But the real knife work on the middle class has been done by the 435 representatives and the 100 senators. Wall Street is counting on 40 senators to block any change. They don't care about a majority in the House. They don't care if there's 59 senators that want to reform Wall Street. As long as they can control 40 senators, there's nothing that can be done.
No, that's exactly right. And I got to get another call, but I just want to add one thing to what you're saying,
right.
Which is that I don't absolve the presidents. I think you're right. We are organized as a society around presidents as saviors, but I don't absolve them. I think Barack Obama has played a very active role, obviously, in escalating the Afghanistan war. I think George Bush played a very obviously active role in getting us into this Afghanistan quagmire. So I think presidents are part of the problem, and I think that you're right. We are a country. We have become a nation of idiots that is hooked on just simply saying, well, I trust them. And they'll do the right thing, and whatever they say is completely fine with us. It's idiocy. It is absolute idiocy. It's sycophancy as well. Hey, thanks for the call, Bruce. Sorry I had to cut it short here. Let's go to Carl in Centennial. Carl, you're on AM 760.
Hi, David. How are you?
All right.
Hey, I'd like to defend the sycophant, as you call them. And the justification I want to offer is that in the same way that you trust, say, the intergovernment panel on climate change, that lady may be trusting Obama at this point. It's not that she's worshiping him, but she's saying...
Carl, you're not being serious, are you?
Yes, I am being serious.
So let me get this straight, just so I understand you. A panel of scientists who are reporting on hundreds, if not thousands, of scientific studies on global climate change, trusting or giving credibility to them and what they say is the same as simply saying, well, I trust one guy, and so whatever he does is fine. That in your mind, is the same thing.
The point is that we all make decisions about things when we know we don't have all the information.
That's fine.
We trust authority.
That we are an authoritarian country in the sense that we trust authority, but there's a difference, and maybe you don't see it.
I do see it. I think you don't see it.
I don't think you see it, Carl. And as I always say, here we go to Carl. What do I say every day? I wake up thinking I've heard the craziest, stupidest, most idiotic things yesterday, and I wake up on it every single day, and somebody tops it. Carl, you have offered up the silliest, stupidest, most moronic thing that I have heard all day today. I don't think anybody's going to top you. Equating saying you simply trust one single politician in your mind is the same as saying you trust hundreds, if not thousands, of scientists who have studied for years an issue like global climate change. Drawing an equivalency to that, Carl, is the dumbest thing that I've heard, not just today, in fact. That might be the dumbest thing that I've heard in a month. That might be the dumbest thing I've heard in a year. Thank you, Carl. Thank you for your call. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk while I...
You settle down in there.
That is unbelievable. We shouldn't trust hundreds of scientists because doing that is like trusting a single given politician. I need like a breather after this. I need a smoke.
Valium time.
Seriously.
Traffic, you'll need a Valium if you're driving around in traffic too right now. 25 is really full from end to end, basically from North Glen all the way down to Castle Rock on both sides of the highway. Things really brutal on the turnpike as well. Westbounders, Pecos Street all the way past Wadsworth, showing single digit speeds. Also busy westbound I-70 from Sheridan to Ward Road. Had an early accident there. They did just clean that one up. In the cleanup phase, one at westbound 6th Avenue near Sheridan, but still just a brutal commute out there. Looks like people are still trying to get their way to work. Speeds in the teens and 20s pretty much everywhere around the city this morning. Forecast, cloudy and cold, possibility of light snow on and off throughout the day. Just a little accumulation, they're saying 1 to 2 inches. Highs in the low 20s, about 22 degrees right now, 19 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Ride the historic Georgetown Loop Railroad November 27th to December 30th. Experience Santa's Polar Adventure. Heated cars, free cocoa, candy, and cookies. A thrill for the entire family. Santa's Polar Adventure, 800-456-6777 or georgetownlooprr.com.
Get ready to take down a number that will change the way you look at home loans forever. I call it My Bank, My Loan, My Way. It's a line of credit that pays off your existing loan and keeps your equity available to you when you need it. And it uses your normal household checking account to lower your average daily balance, and you pay a lot less interest, which shortens your loan without changing your spending habits. The best home loan ever. 866-259-8206. 866-259-8206.
Attention, fellow Colorado residents. This is an important consumer alert.
The National Institute for Debt Forgiveness is a group of consumer lawyers and fellow Coloradans committed to helping you understand your legal rights and protecting you from credit card companies. Are you struggling with credit card debt? How different would your holidays be this year without credit card payments? Wasting time and money with debt settlement scams or filing bankruptcy are not your only option. The National Law Institute for Debt Forgiveness can give you a fresh start. and you don't pay them a dime in upfront fees. In these challenging times, credit card companies are more willing than ever to forgive your debt for a fraction of what you owe. Call the National Law Institute now at 877-485-DEBT to learn how to qualify so you and your family can enjoy the holiday season in peace. Call 877-485-DEBT today to schedule a free consultation with one of their attorneys. That's 877-485-DEBT or visit them online at nationallawinstitute.com.
Damaged car is like a ticking time bomb. Airbags don't work and the car's electrical systems are rusting away. Avoid these waterlogged wrecks. Make sure you see a free Carfax vehicle history report. Just say, show me the Carfax, or go to Carfax.com.
Hi, this is John Elway. When it comes to vision correction, Icon LASIK has the most experience in Colorado. Icon uses the latest laser technology, including bladeless LASIK, at affordable prices starting at $4.99 per eye. All reasons why I selected Icon LASIK. You should too. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit iconlasik.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
Independent Power Systems is an authorized distributor of Kyocera high-quality, high-performance solar electric systems and modules. And they're a proud sponsor of AM760 Radio. Did you know that Xcel Energy recently reduced the solar rewards rebate again? Don't miss your chance to save up to 50% on solar. Call Independent Power Systems, the Coors Field Solar Experts, at 303-443-0115. That's 303-443-0115. Or online at solarips.com/KKZN.
Used, you'll find the best pricing, financing, and service for your Chevy Silverado at Purefoy Chevrolet, the best Chevy dealer in the Denver area. Find us at DenverSilverado.com or SilveradoDenver.com. No matter how you spell it, it's PurefoyChevrolet.com.
Not your only option. The National Law Institute for Debt Forgiveness can give you a fresh start, and you don't pay them a dime in upfront fees. In these challenging times, credit card companies are more willing than ever to forgive your debt for a fraction of what you owe. Call the National Law Institute now at 877-485-DEBT to learn how to qualify so you and your family can enjoy the holiday season in peace. Call 877-485-DEBT today to schedule a free consultation with one of their attorneys. That's 877-485-DEBT or visit them online at nationallawinstitute.com.
All right, I'm back from taking a breather from that last call. Man, it's going up to, it's 16 degrees out there, or 18 degrees right now, going up into the mid-20s today. We're talking about Afghanistan. Check our website, am760.net, a list of unanswered questions from President Obama's speech last night. You can instant message us. Again, go to am760.net, click over to the J. Marvin page, instant message us with an answer to any of the questions, or give us a call, 303-713-7600. And looking at instant messages right now. Here's one from Chris. The main problem we have as progressives is that no matter what the Democratic leadership does, they know that we won't vote for the Republicans en masse. It's frustrating. Well, that's probably true that a lot of Democrats won't vote for the Republicans en masse, but if NAFTA teaches us anything, remember when NAFTA was the same kind of politics. Democratic president joined with all Republican votes to pass a bill over the dead bodies, as the CEO of American Express said, over the dead bodies of labor, the environment, and the progressive base. And then what do you know? The next election came around, and a lot of Democratic voters didn't show up, and you had an entirely Republican Congress. I'm not wishing that that happens. I'm not even predicting that that's going to happen. But there are certainly political consequences to a Democratic president crushing the progressive base. Let's go back to the phones. In the order that they were received, let's go to Noah in Thornton. Noah, you're on AM760.
Morning, David.
Morning.
I think this whole thing is just the biggest form of idiocy I've seen in a long time. What Obama is effectively doing is he's just adding more and more liabilities to America, when really what you need to do is spend one-tenth of that money and do some form of a Marshall Plan. I bet if you even just paid one-tenth of that money just to straight payments to people who lived in Afghanistan, you get a better result than throwing more troops at it. This is idiotic.
Yeah, no one, and this is the thing. You know, somebody said, well, what would you propose to do? Right? And they say, well, you know, you're opposed to an escalation. Well, what are you proposing to do?
And this is an important frame because the burden of proof is on the people who support an escalation. You can't say with a straight face, they're military experts. The U.S. Army's own counterinsurgency field manuals says we need 600,000 troops in Afghanistan. Therefore, nobody has made a compelling case that sending 30,000 more troops will do anything to seriously stabilize the situation in Afghanistan. The burden of proof should be on the people who are pushing an escalation nonetheless to say how this money is being well spent. You're absolutely right that this money could be spent in so many different ways, both to deal with the situation in Afghanistan and to start reinvesting in our economy here at home. This plan doesn't do any of that.
David, no matter what you do in a war situation, when you're trying to bring peace, if people don't have jobs, it will never, ever bring peace. That's where Bush failed in Iraq first time. This is how Obama's failing the second time. You want these people to stop fighting you? Give them a job. Make them rebuild their country. Put money in there, building whatever, it doesn't matter. As soon as you start paying people money for a job, they stop fighting you.
And I should also add, we should have learned the idea that when you are militarily occupying a country, you are arguably creating far more terrorists than you are eliminating by virtue of the fact that you are occupying a country militarily. Hey, Noah, thanks so much for the call, man. Drive safe out there, okay? Let's go to Don in Wheat Ridge. Don, you're on AM 760.
Hi, David.
Hey there.
I would like to say that nothing is being said about the mercenaries that go along with our troops now, like they did in Iraq. It's about 1-to-1, I understand. And Hillary and Gates and these other people that make that decision, I guess. What is the cost of sending these mercenaries that guard this and that, the State Department, embassies and things like that? That's a big cost. And when we bring them back home, and someday we're going to bring the troops and the mercenaries back home, except maybe the Brits and whoever, French and whoever's got their being paid to be mercenaries. What are they going to do in the United States? Are they going to assist the police for crowd control?
Yeah, Don, these are the questions that aren't being asked. You're right, the questions about Blackwater, the questions about private contractors. The idea that we only have now, or only, quote-unquote, only, going to have 100,000 troops in Afghanistan doesn't even talk about the private contractors we got over there and what kind of costs they incur and what kind of liabilities they incur as well. Hey, thanks for the call. John in Boulder. John, you're on AM 760.
Hi, Barack Obama was billed as such a smart guy, and he seems to be so smart, and he's so inspiring, and that is what is so incredibly frustrating about this whole thing.
Right, and that was on my questions, and people can go, again, am760.net, click over the J. Marvin page, list of unanswered questions. One of my questions is, what is worse, a stupid person like George W. Bush pushing a stupid policy that gets us into a quagmire in Afghanistan, or a very smart person like Barack Obama doubling down on that stupid person's policy? And the thing is, you're right. The fact that Obama is so smart makes it worse, because he should know better. At least George Bush was an idiot.
I mean, George Bush at least put a lot of air in our sails as far as getting us psyched up to take action and change things, and now it seems like the way on every issue, Obama's just taking the air out of our sails.
Well, look, I'm not gonna cheer on George Bush. I mean, I think George Bush was the most destructive president that we have seen in a very long time, if not the most destructive. But I guess my point is this: is that you're right, George Bush. Not that I give him this excuse, but at least you could say, look, the guy's an idiot. Right, the guy made really stupid decisions in part because he's a moron, and he was, and he mixed arrogance with stupidity, which is the worst thing to mix in the world. Those are the worst two traits to ever mix. He's arrogant and stupid. Obama, people are like, well, I trust him because he's smart. He's smart. He thinks he's thoughtful. Well, no, it should be the other way around. Somebody who's thoughtful, you should say, hey, I expect a hell of a lot more than you. I don't expect you to simply ratify the idiocy of your past predecessor's policies. And that's what makes it so worse, so much worse. Hey, John, thanks so much for the call, man.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Manny in Thornton. Manny, you're on AM 760.
Hi, Dave.
I disagree with your theory regarding immediate and total pullout from Afghanistan.
So are you, before you go into that, I'm going to let you articulate your feelings. Because you believe so strongly in being in Afghanistan and escalating in Afghanistan, are you willing, you personally or any member of your family, to be the one to fight and die over in Afghanistan? And if not, why not?
My son, it was 82nd Airborne Division.
Okay.
And was in the Salerno firing camp in Afghanistan by the Pakistani border.
Okay, fair enough.
And he was there almost a year. And in fact, Geraldo Rivera was embedded with his unit because they felt that my son's unit was going to catch Osama bin Laden.
Wow, well, my condolences that he had to hang out with Geraldo Rivera, but that's a pretty amazing story.
But anyway, the problem we have in terms of our quagmire, as you stated, the way that the Afghanistan situation is presently postured, is that we didn't complete the job when we initially went in.
Manny, you're gonna get no argument from me on that. Absolutely no argument from me on that.
Exactly. And what has happened is, as a result of our efforts in Afghanistan, what we did is we pushed some insurgents into the hills of Pakistan.
Yep.
And so now what I see happening is that Pakistan is in a very extremely volatile situation. We are in a real conflict here because Pakistan has the nuclear bomb. And if Pakistan were to go into the hands of the insurgency, what is going to happen is the nuclear capability is going to be in the hands of those very people that want to destroy us.
Look, I don't disagree with anything that you're saying. My only point is this. Nobody has articulated how adding 30,000 troops will accomplish what you want to accomplish. My point is, when I say I support a pullout, what I'm talking about is a containment strategy. Remember, for years, for instance, we had lots of troops massed in Kuwait as a strike force in case when we believed that Iraq had weapons of mass destruction.
Makes you think that is not one integral part of this plan, David?
Because we're escalating an occupation. We're not escalating a strike force. We're escalating into the country, right? There was before the Iraq War, there was a difference between building up troops in Kuwait and having a potential strike force there to deal with problems in Iraq and actually invading Iraq, which obviously caused a huge amount of problems. I support us getting into a containment posture. The president has moved us into an occupation, or more of an occupation posture. That's my strategic problem with this. Hey, Manny, thanks so much for the call. 9:53 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. Multiple accidents being reported near Founders Parkway on I-25. Really slow for northbounders there, trying to get out of Castle Rock. It's still treacherous out there. Single-digit speeds on the turnpike westbound between Pecos and Wadsworth. Same deal westbound I-70 from Sheridan to Ward Road. Also a struggle on eastbound 270 from 25 all the way up to I-70. One crash in the cleanup phase westbound 6 near Sheridan. Also reports of several surface street accidents. Really too many to list here. Chain laws in effect both directions of I-70 over Floyd Hill for you rigs, your big rigs. Forecast, occasional snow in the morning. Snow likely this afternoon as well. Just accumulation about 1 to 2 inches. High about 22 degrees. Currently 19 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Remember, at King Soopers, you get double fuel points when you buy gift cards. You'll find them for retailers like Home Depot and Best Buy, restaurants, theaters, and more. So give them as gifts or buy them for yourself and earn double fuel points. Get more value for the way you live at King Soopers.
If you've been looking for Pandora jewelry, look no further. It's now at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry.
That's Jared.
Life has its moments. Make them unforgettable with Pandora bracelets, beads, earrings, and charms from Jared. Jared has an outstanding Pandora collection, literally hundreds of items.
It can only be Jared.
Visit Jared on December 4th and 5th and get a Pandora jewelry box free with each $100 Pandora purchase. Available at most locations.
Driving in winter requires preparation because you never know when you may find yourself stranded.
Before the first snows begin to fall, check your vehicle's tires, brakes, fluids, wiper blades, lights, belts, and hoses to make sure they're in good shape. A breakdown is bad on a good day, dangerous in a snowstorm. Before venturing out onto snowy roadways, make sure you've cleared the snow from all the vehicle's windows and lights, including brake lights and turn signals. Make sure you can see and be seen. And prepare an emergency kit, including things like a blanket, sand or cat litter for extra traction, additional warm caps and gloves, some food and water, and a cell phone. Before you go, check out road and weather conditions to help plan your route and departure time, giving yourself plenty of extra time to get where you're going. Above all, know your limits. If the weather's bad, stay home.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
Filled with top quality hardwood flooring for less. Solid hardwoods in cherry, oak, and walnut. Bamboo, laminates, and even Bellawood pre-finished flooring with a 50-year warranty. The same floor Bob Vila has in his home. Don't pay more than you have to for flooring. Call Lumber Liquidators now. We even offer installation and financing. Visit your local Lumber Liquidators or call now for your free catalog. 1-800-560-9010. That's 1-800-560-9010. 1-800-560-9010.
I'm 56 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Denny in Boulder County. Denny, you're on AM 760.
David, thank you, and thank John for giving a thoughtful, reasoned, progressive voice for those of us who thought we would, hoped for change, thought we would get real substantial change, and are just frustrated and irritated and ready. I mean, in my case, I've withdrawn from the Democratic Party. I'm independent. I will probably vote green in the next election.
It feels kind of lonely right now, doesn't it, for people who are, I've had an overwhelming sense lately of feeling really lonely. That, like, when you turn on the media, you hear the right wingers and you hear the Obama apologists. And I have been aggressively supportive of Barack Obama on a whole lot of things. Anybody who listens to this show knows that.
Mm-hmm.
But it feels real lonely when you stick to your principles and are willing to be honest. You feel like you're out in the cold. Nobody, you know, and there's not a lot of people out there. But I got to tell you something. I do think, at least among progressives, even Democrats, that the silent majority are people who are saying, look, I'm willing to be critical of President Obama. I'm willing to engage in pressure on President Obama.
Amen.
At the end of the day, you know, I know that's not being disloyal. That's being loyal to principles, not party, being loyal to principles, not an individual person. And I know, man, it does sometimes feel really lonely and really frustrating.
It's just, I think in a way he asked us, you know, you have to pressure me, you have to hold my feet to the fire, and when we do that, the apologists, you know, if your questions were excellent, if Bush or McCain or Cheney was recommending these things, the people who were supporting Obama would be just howling.
That's exactly right, and that's being a sycophant, and we have got to get over that. Check our website, am760.net, for these unanswered questions. Feel free to instant message us. We'll get back to this and more tomorrow. Until then, I'm going to try to take a breather.
Finding something you can rely on is easier than you think. I'm Norm Miller, chairman of Interstate Batteries, and our batteries are just around the corner from you. Sold at over 200,000 retailers. Heck, we're in every county in the U.S. And that means it's easier than ever to own the Interstate Battery peace of mind. Because with one of ours, you'll hear this. Instead of this. Call 1-800-CRANK-IT or visit interstatebatteries.com to find the dealer nearest you. Interstate Batteries. Outrageously dependable.
Hey there, cool jacket.
Oh, thanks. My wife got it for me at REI. Perfect gift for days like this.
No kidding. Crisp winter air, lots of fresh snow, the sun is shining. Does it get any better than this?
Let's think about that for a minute. Yeah, no,
it doesn't.
This is pretty much best thing ever.
Yeah.
Just how great can the great outdoors be? Find out. Guarantee your holiday happiness by giving great gifts from REI. Hurry into your local REI store or shop REI.com. REI. Find out.
Really hungry? Then get online at am760.net and click Bargain Watch. You can buy a $50 gift certificate to Rodizio Grill for just $25. Great deals and savings just like this one brought to you by Comcast.
AM 760.